Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes.
Thomason. Despite Iran's denial, President Trump insists the U.S. has been talking with Iran about what it will take to end the war.
The leaders are all gone. Nobody knows who to talk to. But we're actually talking to the right people, and they want to make a deal so badly. You have no idea how badly they want to make a deal.
More from the BBC's Helena Humphrey in Washington.
President Trump repeated his claim that Iran had agreed to never develop a nuclear weapon and said Tehran had offered what he described as a very big present tied to oil and gas. Asked how hopeful he was that a peace deal would work, Mr. Trump responded, "This war has been won, but the reality on the ground remains far more uncertain. The key waterway of the Strait of Hormuz remains blocked, and Iran says its only operational nuclear power plant has once again been attacked." Despite the president's upbeat tone, with more U.S. troops headed to the region, the prospect of escalation cannot be taken off the table.
Iran has reportedly received a 15-point U.S. ceasefire proposal, and there are reports the U.S. is preparing to deploy thousands of troops to the Middle East, possibly to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. A New Mexico jury finds social media conglomerate Meta is harmful to children's mental health and is in violation of state law. The jury has ordered Meta to shell out $375 million. Today's day, Grapevine, Texas, the place conservatives holding one of their largest annual gatherings. CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference, begins today. There's no word yet on whether attendees will be hearing from President Trump. And there is no resolution yet of the Homeland Security funding impasse in Congress. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures 308 points higher, NASDAQ futures up 203 points, and the S&P futures better by 45. More on these stories, townhall.com.
If you're nearing retirement, stop what you're doing and listen, because what's unfolding right now could hit your 401k or IRA harder than anything we've seen in years. Military escalation across the Middle East, a tariff war spilling into the courts, the U.S. dollar facing pressure that historically signals one thing, a flight to safety. Smart money has been moving into gold and silver, and it's not slowing down. Call Advantage Gold right now at 800-900-8000 and get your free gold investment kit, plus a free copy of economist Ken Rogoff's eye-opening book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. Thousands of Americans have already rolled over a portion of their retirement savings into physical gold and silver, completely tax and penalty-free through Advantage Gold. The next news cycle won't wait for you. Get into position now. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Results vary. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
And actually a pretty good start through the area this morning. The Beltway looks good even on the west side right now from 795 down to Frederick Road. No early problems, no delays right now at both the harbor tunnels. Early ride to the Capitol Beltway is clear. 295 will get a little busy. Already Arundel Mills down to Route 32. And if you're coming north from Powder Mill Road, we'll start to fill in there heading up to the ramps at 295 at 197. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a mix of sun and clouds today and a little milder with highs ending up in the upper 50s, turning mostly cloudy tonight as temperatures fall back into the mid 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
38 degrees in White Marsh, 38 in Joppatown at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Audiology Associates. Baltimore City has filed a lawsuit against X over allegations that its Grok AI platform can transform ordinary photos into non-consensual, sexualized deepfakes. The complaint says X markets Grok as a safe and general-purpose AI assistant, but it fails to disclose the ability to generate the explicit content. Mayor Scott says the deepfakes, especially those depicting minors, have traumatic, lifelong consequences for victims who have no way to prevent the spread of the disturbing sexualized images. And the Maryland Attorney General's Office has secured a settlement with the Center for Vein Restoration to resolve allegations of unnecessary treatments. The lawsuit claimed that the company billed government health programs for medically unnecessary procedures from 2010 through 2016. The Greenbelt-based company operates in numerous states, and it will pay the states and the federal government $4 million. The settlement stems from a whistleblower lawsuit that was originally filed in 2015. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 519, the pick 4, 3602. 6:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
6:05 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. T-minus one day till opening day at Camden Yards. Birds and Twins will practice today and then line up for the line up on the foul lines tomorrow at 3:05. Trevor Rogers will take the ball and make his first opening day start of the career.
I was talking to my wife, so you gonna have any jitters for opening day? I'm damn right, I'm gonna have some jitters. It's gonna be exciting, you know, just being with the, you know, the best fans of baseball at Camden Yards, and just a beautiful ballpark, and you know, some of the upgrades they've made to the place. And
those upgrades on the taxpayer's dime, of course, include a new 2.5 times larger center field video board, 4K ribbon boards, and a new sound system, all to enhance the fan experience. Now, what would really enhance the fan experience would be meaningful baseball the Orioles could play in September. Caps were on the ice last night trying to stay in the playoff hunt, scuffling with the Blues.
Now coming back to Bergeron off the wall. Backdoor near side, Stenberg scores!
Chris Kerber had the call on the FanDuel Sports Network. Otto Stenberg passed Logan Thompson with about 5 minutes to play, gave the Blues insurance, and they go on to blank the Caps 3-0, blowing a big chance as four of the five teams in front of them for a playoff spot all lost last night. Coming up in 30 minutes, Tyler O'Neill trying to keep that streak alive. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company that you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer Heating and Air Conditioning, serving Baltimore for 125 years. When you need help fast, they offer same-day service, while some companies are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tuned up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, my guys.
From Reister's Town to Pig Town, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680,
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engine!
Top of the morning to you. This is Casey and Company, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County, the right choice for Maryland. It is a Wednesday, March 25th, 2026. I'm Sean Casey. Coming up in this hour, Democrat Senator Chris Murphy admits the truth about the Democrat Party. Wait till you hear this one. Parent caregivers are protesting the budget cuts that the Maryland Democrats have laid on the developmentally disabled, invoking the Leave No One Behind slogan of Governor You-Know-Who. But our top story here today is you are about to get hoodwinked and deceived, bamboozled, pick your adjective or word, rope-a-doped by the Senate Republicans regarding the Save America Act, which President Trump wants on his desk to be signed to save the integrity of American elections. We first heard Senator Kennedy last week float the idea of reconciliation. And now Senate Republicans, and this is being debated on the floor of the Senate as we speak, but two things. One, they're going to go home for Easter break when there's important legislation that needs to pass to save the integrity of these elections come midterms. So that's not prioritizing this piece of legislation for the president. Senate leader John Thune is now floating the reconciliation plan to try and ram through the Save America Act, only needing 50 votes plus Vice President J.D. Vance to bypass a Democrat filibuster.
I think that budget reconciliation, as I've said before, you have to have a reason to do it. And if we have reasons to do it, and we may, very well may, and I think there are a number of our colleagues in the Senate, we just came out of a luncheon where this was discussed, and I think there's a lot of support for a budget reconciliation bill. We have two legislative vehicles, as you know, available to us, so we could tee one of those up, and that's an option. And we'll see if that's what it takes to get some of these things across the finish line, and we can do it with simple majorities.
And then over at the White House yesterday, the new Department of Homeland Security Secretary, newly confirmed Mark Wayne Mullen, was asked about the reconciliation process, whether or not that could be used to pass the Save America Act.
Thank you. Lindsey Graham, the chairman where the reconciliation will funnel through, he is committed to making sure we get reconciliation through. If that is in some form with funding ICE, possibly backfilling from the One Big Beautiful Bill, but also, more importantly, the Save American Act. There's a framework that we can do through reconciliation, paying for it, put some of the policies that cost money in, because there's nothing more important than the Save American Act. I mean, that's what the American people want. There's 80% of the population say they want only Americans voting, citizens that are registered to vote, citizens that have done it the right way. And I believe that everybody wants election integrity. So fortunately, Lindsey Graham has said through reconciliation, he's willing to put the framework out for that.
But what the Senate GOP leadership does not tell you is obviously by using the reconciliation process, Republicans can bypass the 60-vote filibuster threshold, meaning they only need a simple majority, 50 votes plus Vice President Vance, to lock down our elections once and for all. But the problem is that you can't use reconciliation for everything. It's under the Byrd rule, provisions must have a direct impact on the budget. So it can't be really a change in policy. You can only so what would happen here is that the Save America Act would be completely gutted. And already John Thune has said he would not basically challenge the parliamentarian, by the way, I think it was appointed by Stinky Harry way back when, Elizabeth Campbell, and she gutted the One Big Beautiful Bill with all sorts of stuff, for Medicaid for illegals. She said you could not put that into One big Beautiful Bill. So he already said he's not going to overrule or challenge or get a new parliamentarian. So basically, this is all for show. This is kabuki theater so the Republicans can say, oh, we fought so hard for you and couldn't get it done, unfortunately, because we just don't have the numbers. The math doesn't add up. How many times have we heard these excuses? So we'll hear from Senator Lee, from Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna, and more over this reconciliation rope-a-dope in just a second. 6:13, traffic and weather on the freeze with the update. Here's the King, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
A couple of things now down towards the district. There's a wreck on the BW Parkway southbound at Riverdale Road. The initial report says left-hand lane is blocked. That's inside the Capitol Beltway, and already we're seeing a delay starting to work its way back towards the ramps at the Capitol Beltway, so we'll keep an eye on that. Then there was a minor wreck in Montgomery County on the outer loop near the Georgia Avenue ramp, now on the shoulder, but again, they look at it, they back up very quickly. We're going to be slow back to the bridge at New Hampshire Avenue, eventually going around to the Mormon Temple. Locally, we're starting to fill in on the west side. JFX is clear. So far, so good with the lanes open and a pretty good ride right now southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, partly sunny today, upper 50s. Overnight temperatures will be in the mid-40s. And then for tomorrow, opening day in Baltimore. Today is actually the opening day for Major League Baseball, but here in Baltimore, it's tomorrow. Again, highs will be in the low 70s, and should be a great day for baseball.
3 p.m. tomorrow.
Yeah.
With a lot of traffic downtown.
Indeed, there will be. Rain will be possible on Friday. Right now, 35 and cloudy in Owings Mills, 35 in Columbia. Time for some one-liner news. And during his tour of Graceland the other day, President Trump asked the tour guide if she thought he could take Elvis in a fight because they were looking at all of his karate belts and martial arts and so on and so forth. And they were very diplomatic about it and saying that, oh, we don't think Elvis would ever fight you, Mr. President. But he was having some fun with it. But imagine if they did a dance-off. You know, the mega dance versus Elvis's gyrating hips. That might be a hunk of burning what? Jeez, who knows?
Yeah, he's 6.2 on the Richter scale.
Exactly. Vice President Vance is being tapped to lead the peace talks with Iran. Hmm. So imagine he got upset when Zelensky showed up, wore just a T-shirt to the White House. Do you remember that?
Yeah, right.
Didn't wear any kind of coat or suit and tie or whatever. Imagine what it's going to do when he's sitting down with guys in robes. Okay? That's not going to go well. A study of sharks in the Bahamas has found cocaine and caffeine in their bloodstreams.
Wow.
Yeah. Putting the white in great white. Who knows?
Wow.
Yeah. The FDA has pulled back on a proposed rule that would have banned teenagers from using tanning beds.
No teens in tanning beds.
Yeah. Well, unless they have tanning mom. Because the tanning mom will take the tanning kids with them. Who knows? New study shows that an extra 11 minutes of sleep each night can reduce your risk of a heart attack.
Ha!
So just hit that snooze button one more time, and you have a healthy ticker, according to the public study.
I don't do that. Do you hit the snooze
button? I have never hit the snooze button, because when you do morning radio, you hit the snooze button, you're in trouble.
You're dead.
Yeah.
You're dead meat.
In fact, I've got the two alarms. I got the one right next to the bed on the nightstand, one that you got to get up across the room
to
turn off. Yeah. That one comes 5 minutes after the first one goes off at 3 a.m.
I was late one time in my career because I turned it off and I said, I'll just lay here for a minute.
And
I woke up, and it was 20 minutes later, and I had to be somewhere, and I was already late.
That happens.
Was the last time I was late.
Wow.
I told the story of back in the day. This is, oh my God, probably 40 years ago, when I was working mornings at another radio station here in town, and my wife was, working. She got off at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, would come home, and I'd take a nap way back then. And one day, I wake up, and it's dark. And I have to be at work at 6, obviously go on the air at 6. It's like 5:30, and I don't have enough time to get downtown, so I jump up, and I start throwing my clothes on, turn the bathroom light on, whatever the case may be. My wife then walks to the door. She goes, what are you doing? She's fully dressed. She was coming home from work. It was 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
That's tough.
Yeah. And I said, nope, no more naps after that.
That's a bad feeling.
Yeah, it is a bad feeling. Easter candy now costs 67% more than it did in 2020. This year's actually cheaper to give a basket of gasoline than it is candy.
Imagine the logistics of that.
Down 32 cents yesterday.
Did you see the story yesterday here in Maryland from Charles County? A professional cornhole player who's a quadruple amputee, Dayton James Weber, has been arrested for murder.
Mm-hmm.
Saw that.
A lot of charges. Yeah. All kinds of charges.
Yeah.
I
Did you see the pictures of him shooting online on the internet?
I haven't seen those. I saw a picture of him.
Yeah. Police caught him red stumped.
Oh.
Yeah. It's too soon. Yeah, probably too soon.
Should have been a politician.
Yeah, exactly. Were you a Barbie girl? Did you have Barbie dolls?
I did.
I did not.
Oh, not you.
Oh, sorry.
I was talking to Maggie.
I mean, getting to my brother's. He had Hot Wheels.
Your brothers had Barbies?
I said Hot Wheels.
Oh, Hot Wheels. Did he have Hot Wheels Barbie?
Well, hell no.
Well, yesterday, opened up her Barbie doll that she ordered, got in the mail, and all sorts of drugs poured out of the Barbie doll.
Which Barbie was it?
I think it was Drug Mule Barbie.
She's glamorous. She's mysterious. She's possibly under federal investigation. Introducing Drug Mule Barbie.
Wow. Why are Barbie's eyes so wide?
That's her wired and alert look. She's been up for days. Dress her in her signature outfits, airport hoodie chic, or nothing to declare yoga pants.
Hey, what's this powder?
Nobody knows. That's part of the fun.
Oh, I love you, Drug Drug Mule Barbie?
Drug Mule Barbie. She's not just traveling. She's carrying something.
There you go.
I can't say I had that one.
No, that one probably most people missed.
I think Malibu Barbie was the one I had.
Oh, Malibu, yeah. She Malibu. Was tan. That was a popular Barbie, Malibu Barbie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Now, so the people are either the Barbie dolls or they're the American dolls, right? The American girls.
They are ex.
I like both.
You like both? Okay. Yeah. You had Barbies too?
Sure, of course. That was the best time of Barbies in the 90s.
Yep.
So I guess Drug Mule Barbie, only Ice Barbie can catch Drug Mule Barbie. But unfortunately, Trump fired her, so that won't work.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, she's gone. She put a statement out yesterday, Kristi Noem. So now she's, probably never hear from her again.
That's what I think.
No, I don't think so.
I think she's just been suspended.
Yeah. She's, of course, part of that.
Laying low, and then she's going to kind of pop back.
All right. We'll see what happens.
Laying low, that's how she got where she was.
All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. It's 6:20, 20 minutes after the hour. You can join us here, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. How about the Senate GOP rope-a-dope? They're trying to bamboozle us once again, and a lot of folks are really ticked off about it. We'll hear from Senator Lee and Representative Ana Paulina Luna coming up in just a second. Town Appliance, Reisterstown Road, Owings Mills, they are your one-stop shop for all your appliances, whether it's a single appliance or a brand-new kitchen upgrade. When both guys that run the place are named Mayor. So you go in, tell them I told you to check it out. They have 70 different brands on display right now. Their 47th anniversary sale is going on as we speak. Great prices, great selection of appliances, their competitive prices, and as well, five-star customer service. They want you as a customer for life, and you can also win a free coffee machine. No purchase necessary at Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
You have a mortgage payment that no longer fits your fixed income. The payment may be the same, but everything else costs more, leaving less to work with each month. My name is Mark McVeary, and I've spent more than 30 years helping homeowners understand their options. Sometimes a reverse mortgage makes sense, sometimes it doesn't. The first step is to simply understand what makes sense for you. Call me, Mark McVeary, at 410-788-7070. That's 410-788-7070.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
So, really, there's only two ways to go about this to get the Save America Act passed. One is you'd have to nuke the filibuster. That's the easiest way. You just change the rule. It is not a statute. Congress does not have to change the vote on the law. The Senate would have to vote on the rule to change that rule. And you could nuke the filibuster, just like Stinky Harry did for judicial nominations way back in the day. So that's number one. Or number two, you could attach it to the FISA Act, the reauthorization of the Foreign Surveillance Act. That's the Foreign, I think it's Foreign Interest Surveillance Act, if I'm not mistaken. So you do that. And then you force everybody to vote on it, and you certainly would have the votes. That's a simple majority vote if you attach it to the FISA Act. So both of those ways are the ways I'm aware of them. I might be another one. I'm not a Senate parliamentarian, but that's the way to get it done. This reconciliation thing is just a save-face effort on the part of the GOP swampy leadership once again. 6:23, traffic weather on the threes. And now with the update, the king of all traffic, Lug Nuts Johnson.
Both the tunnels are still running just fine, 95 and 895 with the lanes open. No issues right now. West Side Outer Loop has filled in just a bit, starting between Liberty Road, I-70, and Route 40 West. And a reminder, a couple of things down south. A wreck on the BW Parkway inside the Capitol Beltway at Riverdale Road. And a minor wreck on the shoulder, but with a delay, Outer Loop at Georgia Avenue in Montgomery County on the Capitol Beltway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, partly sunny today, upper 50s, overnight into the mid-40s for opening day tomorrow, low 70s. Cloudy right now, 37 in Annapolis, 35 in Ellicott City. And the conservative firebrands, Senator Mike Lee and Representative Ana Paulina Luna, took to social media to sound the alarm by the scheme launched by Senate Majority Leader John Thune to ram this critical voter ID legislation, the Save America Act, through the budget reconciliation process. A move that they say is legislative dead-end, and it's designed to fail, Senator Lee.
There are a lot of things that can be passed through a Senate procedure known as budget reconciliation, through which we can pass things with a simple majority vote. The Save America Act isn't one of those things. It can't pass through budget reconciliation because it's a policy. It is not budgetary. And even if you attach money to it, there are things at the margins we could do to help facilitate compliance with it. But the restrictions themselves have basically zero chance of meeting the standard to pass through budget reconciliation. So, look, regardless, there are other reasons out there to do budget reconciliation. Do not be fooled into thinking that we can set down the SAVE Act, the Save America Act, and just pick it up on budget reconciliation. That's not going to work. Thanks.
Now, Senator Lee is one of the foremost constitutional experts on the upper chamber of the Senate, and he basically released that video yesterday revealing exactly why leader, I put that in air quotes, Thune, his plan is a total sham, and Representative Ana Paulina Luna also put out a blistering video saying that she's a no vote on reconciliation and as to why.
Okay, just an update. The Save America Act cannot pass through budget reconciliation. Thune and leadership in the Senate GOP are doing this because they think you're stupid. They are literally trying to get the American people to get off their back for the fact that they won't do one of the top things that the entire country wants. They are on the same page as Chuck Schumer and the Democrats right now on this. Overwhelmingly, Democrats, Republicans, Independents, Black, White, Hispanic, Asian, everyone wants voter ID except for these people. So what did they say? They said they're going to do it in budget reconciliation. What does that mean? That means that this is a head fake. It can't be done. The parliamentarian will strip this out. So if you want the Save America Act passed, it has to be attached to FISA. I don't care what anyone else is saying right now. I promise you, they are literally lying to the American people. It will not get done if it's done in reconciliation. This is completely fake news. Do not listen to what Thune is saying. And yes, that still means I may no on reconciliation because guess what? No Save America, no bills for you guys, Senate.
Yeah, and this would be most of the GOP leadership, Thune and Barrasso, Steve Daines, you know, yesterday saying they basically are going to punt, kick the can down the road. They're going to go on Easter break. That's how much importance they place on the Save America Act. I mean, that's a pretty, priority title. When you're talking about saving America, you're talking about saving America through our elections. Now, the other components I think are important. You know, the stopping the transgender mutilation of our minor children and kicking men, biological males, out of women's sports, bathrooms, locker rooms, etc. I think those are important. Those are 80-20 issues at all. And by the way, the vast majority of Americans, Republicans, Independents, and Democrats want voter ID and only citizens voting in federal elections. So this is what America wants, and Democrats obviously are opposed to it because it's a power. And then the Uniparty, Republicans, and I just named some of them, Thune, and be careful because, you know, Cornyn's out there now talking about this can be done through reconciliation. We heard John Kennedy last week talking about reconciliation and all this other stuff. This is their favorite, you know, again, this is the the hill that they're going to die on. And I would say this. I think Republicans in the Senate, maybe not as much in the House, but certainly in the Senate, have a death wish. I think that you don't act like this if you're trying to help President Trump. You don't. Look, you pull out all the stops. I guarantee you Democrats would do this if it was their president and his agenda on the line. And they tried. They tried to do it for Biden. They tried to do it for Obama in the past. And the bottom line is they ran against, they ran up against a couple people in Kristen Sinema and Joe Manchin. And both of them now are no longer in the Senate. But they certainly will give it their all. Republicans just half-ass everything. And I think they have a death wish. And I think it's going, I'm concerned now about the midterms. If they do not deliver on the Save America Act, which is the most important piece of legislation to come out of this body, including the One Big Beautiful Bill, then I think they are sealing their own fate. And I think that's what's going to be so sad, because President Trump still has half his term left. And if they lose control of the Senate, which is possible, and they lose control of the House, which could be probable, then you're looking at impeachment after impeachment, a lame duck 2 years. That's why this is so important. So do not buy this reconciliation argument. You need to burn up these phone lines. Stay there. Do your job. Go home for a Good Friday through Easter Sunday. But for the rest of the break, you should blow it off and stay there in Washington and make sure you get the job done for the American people and for this president. And that get your thoughts on that as well. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. It is 6:30. Time for the latest news headlines with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. A previously convicted murder suspect has been rearrested after he was mistakenly released from custody. Dana Davenport was found guilty for his role in the 2022 killing of 37-year-old Tyrone Walker in southwest Baltimore. The conviction was reversed on appeal, and Davenport was to be held without bail until his retrial, but he was mistakenly released on March 3rd. An arrest warrant was issued last week, and the Baltimore City Sheriff's Office arrested Davenport Tuesday in West Baltimore. And a Baltimore man has been sentenced to 6 years in prison in the drug-related death of his 13-month-old grandchild. Stephen Heggie Sr. was watching his grandson after snorting heroin in October of 2023. And after taking a nap, he found Messiah Heggie unresponsive. The child died, and the medical examiner determined the cause was drug poisoning. The 62-year-old Heggie pleaded guilty to involuntary manslaughter last year. After serving time, Heggie will be on probation for 3 years. Howard County Executive Calvin Ball says the county is supporting legislative action to promote the adaptive reuse and redevelopment of motels along the Route 1 corridor. Ball says under the proposed zoning amendment, property owners would gain access to resources and funding if they decide to reuse a motel site, and any residential development must include 15% moderate income housing units. The county executive says Route 1 is an extremely important commercial corridor, but over the years it has suffered from blight, crime, and vacancy. And charging documents reveal new details in the investigation of Dayton Weber, the quadruple amputee and professional cornhole player accused of shooting and killing a man in Charles County. We now know Weber, 27 of La Plata, faces charges of first and second degree murder, as well as first and second degree assault and use of a firearm in a felony. 6:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. Housesforcashbaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Still running okay and doing just fine. Just changed the camera right now, going south into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. All four lanes are open and heading south towards 395. No big problems right now. A little bit of a buildup just coming down the hill from the Keith Avenue ramp. We're still under a five-minute delay at the Old Harbor Tunnel. The Beltway West Side fills in very quickly now. 795 going down to Frederick Road. Delays on the Capitol Beltway with a wreck on the shoulder. Outer loop at Georgia Avenue. Backups already back to New Hampshire Avenue. And a wreck on the BW Parkway inside the Capitol Beltway at Riverdale Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a mix of sun and clouds today and a little milder with highs ending up in the upper 50s, turning mostly cloudy tonight as temperatures fall back into the mid 40s.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, hope springs eternal in these parts and 29 other Major League Baseball towns across the land of ours. The season kicks off tonight on San Francisco Bay. Yanks and Giants, it'll be the debut of baseball coverage on Netflix. Meanwhile, for Baltimore, Orioles manager Craig Albernaz has made clear his intentions for the 2026 season.
Yeah, all 30 teams at this point in time should be expected to win the World Series. That's the way I see it. Like, yeah, you show up, you wake up, it's spring training. Like, every team's goal should be winning the World Series. If not, what are we doing this for?
Meanwhile, a healthy Tyler O'Neill would go a long way in getting the O's to that coveted place. O'Neill with one of the most unusual streaks going in MLB history.
O'Neill drives one the other way. That's headed out toward right field.
Kevin Brown had that call on opening day a year ago in Toronto. Things would go south, of course, for O'Neill soon after that. NFL news, Joe Flacco's not going anywhere, re-signing with the Bengals yesterday for 1 year. $6 million. It could be worth $9 million. Can you believe Flacco is getting $6 million at the age of 41? It'll be the 41-year-old's third 19th season in the NFL. He ranks 14th in NFL history in passing yards, just ahead of Fran Tarkenton and Russell Wilson, and just behind Warren Moon. While Flacco's unemployment continues. Hubert Davis's unemployment begins. The former Carolina star out now as Carolina head basketball coach. The firing comes 5 days after the Tar Heels were knocked out by VCU in the first round of the NCAA basketball tournament. First day of Maryland spring football practice was yesterday in College Park. Head coach Mike Locksley, in his second to last year of a contract, was asked what this year's theme was going to be.
And I'm working off of Proverbs 14:23. Which I'm going to give you the Locks translation. That's the more you work, the richer you are. The more you talk, the poorer you are. And I'm learning that because we got this whole thing going past path to success. And it talks about, you know, how do you have success? And so for me, one of the things that we need to do is probably work more and talk a little less. So.
Yeah, talk less. That's huge. Terps started strong last year, 4-0, in fact, before dropping their final 8 games all in the Big Ten. The time now is 6:37 when we return what's new to eat at Camden Yards.
Hey, you guys, listen up.
Hi, it's Sean Casey. Last year sold out fast. If you missed it, here's your chance. The second annual WCBM Pints and Politics, Thursday, April 23rd from 5 to 7 p.m. at Michael's Cafe and Timonium. I'll be hosting a live, unscripted fireside conversation with a special guest. No script, no spin. Just a straight conversation about what is really happening right now. Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Tickets are just $25 and include light hors d'oeuvres and your WCBM pint glass. Seating is limited. Don't wait. Get your tickets now at WCBM.com, and I will see you there.
So you're a foodie.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting to see if you would enjoy this. Have you ever had scrapple?
Yes.
You have?
Years ago. I haven't had it in a long time.
Right. It's a Maryland thing, right?
Yep.
Okay.
In Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about this at Oriole Park at Camden Yards, a place called Bleacher Grill. It's the big scrap burger. Okay? So what it is it's Maryland's take on a classic burger, a slab of breaded and fried scrapple, sandwiched between two meaty smashed patties, each topped with white American cheese. The entire stack is dressed with shredded lettuce, thick-cut pickles, and red onions before it's doused in a tangy all-purpose brick sauce.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, what do you think of it?
I don't know if I'd like this scrapple burger. When I want a burger, I want a burger.
Right. You would scrap the scrapple burger?
You don't even know it's in scrapple.
That's what I'm saying.
It's pretty disgusting.
What do you think that costs?
A scrapple burger?
Yeah.
The big scrap, whatever they're calling it.
Yeah, the big scrap.
The big scrap, I don't know, $10?
Got to be more than that.
More than that?
Yeah.
All right.
How about this
one? You're going opening day, right?
As a fan.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, I'm not going as media.
Okay.
I'm going to go as fan. I'm going to have one.
Are you going to do the 999 challenge?
Should we?
Yeah.
You know what? Here's what the 999. It's 9 beers, 9 hot dogs, and 9 innings. I think you, me, and Maggie should go and sit by ourselves, okay, like way up in the corner there, and try it and see what happens.
Well, the problem is that for a 200-pound individual, which that's what I am,
okay,
it would be four beers, and it would take you 4 hours. If you took three or four beers in 4 hours, you would still blow a .08.
Okay, so we have to Uber.
You'd have to Uber. You could technically could not drive there and drive home if you did 9 beers in 9 innings.
Okay,
yeah, so you would be above the limit.
Okay, so I'm 180. So for me, it would take even less time.
Yes, okay. Probably 3 hours.
Okay. Yeah. We can't do that. Yeah. All right, but I think we should do that this year. 999 challenge.
All right, we'll see. Right, at least one game. I don't know if it may be opening day, but.
No, it can't be opening day.
Yeah. Very good. Thanks, Gary.
Can't wait, Sean.
I know. It's almost here. It starts today, by the way. Major League Baseball is here. 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Blanca in Baltimore, good morning.
Hello and good morning to you. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for calling in.
Good. I wanted to share with you that this past week someone sent me a flyer that the MPGOP is having an event in Gaithersburg. Mm-hmm. And I work on Thursday, so I said I wouldn't be joining her. I know who she is, and she's not a Republican, I will say that. And she shared with me that at this event, Gaithersburg, at a restaurant, that the Dignity Act is going to be discussed. And she was hired as a translator. And so, of course, I'm familiar with what, you know, who is sponsoring this, a Florida representative, Republican, and a Texas Democrat representative, both are Latinas. And so I wanted to call in to let listeners know that this is where the MPGOP is heading now. They want to appear like they're not going to offend anybody. And these two, one of them, the Democrat representative, she is a progressive. She's a member of the Progressive Caucus. And so, you know, minimum wage, gun control, climate change, abortion access, this is where she's at. The other, the Republican, the Florida Republican, she is very opposed to mass deportations of any kind, any deportations, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. And so just wanted to let you all know about this. How did I find out? Did a Republican call me? Was it announced? No. She let me know by text. I asked her a few questions, and then she told me what is really going to be discussed. And so instead of reaching voters, instead of voter registration drives, instead of strengthening the base, instead of growing the base, now we're going to be going around and being the cheerleader of the Dignity Act. Just wanted to let you know.
So you said this was an official Maryland Republican Party function?
Yes, this is the MDGOP. They have what is called a Hispanic Latino Committee,
right,
which does next to nothing. They don't reach. I mean,
why would a Democrat be invited to participate in a Maryland GOP function?
Why would a Democrat be invited and paid to translate?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Apparently, yes. Apparently, they don't have your number.
They do. They do. But as you know, I have asked questions, and I have gotten a very, you know, I've reached to the MD chair,
yeah.
And she knows where I stand on issues, and I even asked why. Haven't gotten a response. Why?
Well, I think we know why. I mean, Blanca, you, Jordana, Schifanelli, and others who are true conservatives, who are, you know, America First folks, they're not interested in you or I or anybody else. Mm-hmm. They want to go the way that the Uniparty has gone at the national level. They are very swampy, and it's go along to get along. And I'm sorry, I just don't understand, you know, if they don't want to win. I mean, that's it. In a nutshell. And I see it. And I talk to people all the time that are running for office, like yourself. You're running for school board. That, you know, there's evidence that the GOP just doesn't care. They're not out to try to win seats. They're out there to try to just maintain a little piece of their power. That's all. Crazy. All right. Thanks for bringing that to our attention. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right. That's Blanca in downtown Baltimore. She's running for school board, by the way, in Baltimore City. 6:43, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, the king of all traffic is here, Lugnuts Johnson.
And there's a new incident now, Harford County in Aberdeen, southbound 95. There's an incident there. They're not saying it's a wreck. It might just be an investigation, but either way, it's affecting the right side, 95 southbound at Route 22. So we're getting by in the center and the left. There is a delay right there at the scene. And then after that, we're good to go from there, headed down eventually towards Route 24 and Mountain Road. So we'll go back and revisit on that. Inner loop of the Beltway here at Green Spring looks good. The Parkville side still okay. The west side now, the brake lights not quite solid, but almost there. 795 down to Frederick Road. Now, the old Harbor Tunnel is looking at brake lights now from the Erdman Avenue, Eastern Avenue Bridge area going south. They're moving there about 10 minutes or so. Southbound 95, still running with the lanes open from O'Donnell Street and going south into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. It's going to be a partly sunny day today. Highs in the upper 50s, overnight temps in the mid 40s. Tomorrow, opening day, it will be cloudy, or partly cloudy, highs in the low 70s, and the rain is going to hold off until Friday. So that's why we're getting some of that cloud cover in early tomorrow. 35 and cloudy right now in Reisterstown, and it is 39 in Ocean City. Let's head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name.
Johnson.
We don't have a strategy.
Yeah, no, we don't.
Now, why bother with a strategy?
Have we ever?
It just gets in the way. Today is International Waffle Day.
Do you like waffles?
Yeah, we like waffles.
Do you like pancakes?
Yeah, we like pancakes.
Do you like French toast?
Yeah, we like French toast.
Dip, can't wait to get them out. Waffles!
That's Barry Gripp's jingle, Do You Like Waffles? So the first electric waffle iron was introduced by GE back in 1911.
Wow.
Yeah. How about that? Been around a long time. Belgian waffles, those are my favorite. Mm-hmm. 1964, debuted at the New York World's Fair.
We used to have them on the boardwalk in Atlantic City.
Yeah, good stuff. And those thick Belgian waffles with the whipped cream and strawberries and syrup. Oh, that's really, really good. Are you waffles, pancakes, or French toast? What do you prefer?
I don't like French toast. I'll do pancakes.
Yeah.
That's my thing.
Stack of buttermilk pancakes.
Oh, yeah.
You like the blueberries in them, the chocolate chips, plain?
Lots of butter. And no syrup. Syrup sucks.
Oh, you like the butter?
Yeah.
No syrup. No maple syrup? Well, I think it makes the pancake. Wow.
Yeah,
okay. All right. Natural Light has just launched a lawn brew. It's a fertilizer made from spent beer grains designed to help lawns grow greener and thicker. Seems like this is going to be for a limited time.
After a long day of photosynthesis and being walked on by the man, there's only one thing a hardworking lawn like you wants. Natural Light. Introducing Lawn Brew. A fertilizer made from spent grains. That's the stuff left over after brewing beer. And it's great for luscious lawns like you. Lawn Brew. All the greatness of beer. Now for lawns.
Lawn Brew. Now for lawns. And Chuck's been known, he's known this for years. He used to down a six-pack of Natural Light and then do his own fertilizing.
Nice. He stole that. I had that on tap. No pun intended.
Thank you. Very good.
There are many different options there to respond to that, Mr. Casey, but I will defer.
You should defer. So this Easter season, if you spot a Coca-Cola with a yellow cap, why is that significant? Do you know?
It's No, you're talking about Easter. Scratch that. I thought I knew, but I don't.
Well,
sorry.
Regular Coke with the red cap comes, that is with the high fructose corn syrup in it. If you get the yellow cap Coke, that has real cane sugar.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's much better for you than the high fructose corn syrup. But the cane sugar is still a lot of sugar in Coca-Cola.
Is it just random, so it's not labeled? You're just going to find it?
You find it with a yellow cap. Coca-Cola, the yellow cap, has got the real stuff, the real cane sugar. 7-Eleven Japan. I'm wondering if this will come to the States anytime soon. They are launching a new chocolate sprinkles whipped cream sandwich.
I mean, I guess to each his own.
Yeah, it's a dessert. You know? So, again, I don't know if I'd like the dessert between two slabs of bread.
Well, that's like a fluffernutter.
Yeah, kind of. And finally, new Pickle Mania menu is available at KFC UK, and they're saying they're testing it there, and if it does well, they'll bring it here to the good old US of A. You get a pickle burger, pickle-loaded fries, and frickles. Those are seasoned fried pickle slices. and Pickle Pepsi Max. This is a Pepsi Max served with a side of pickle juice. So you can pour the pickle juice in your Pepsi.
You could do pickle juice shots.
Yeah, you could do that. Would you do a pickle juice shot?
I have.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
What's in a pickle juice shot? I've never heard of that.
I don't remember.
Is there alcohol in there? Is it fermented pickle juice?
It's real pickle juice, but I forget what booze they used to, you know.
But there is some alcoholic content.
Oh, yeah.
There.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Got to remember, when that happened, somebody stepped on her tongue, so she doesn't.
You're right about that. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. Oh, go ahead. Yeah.
95 South, the incident in Aberdeen just cleared, so we're open again southbound.
Okay, very good. Well, a listener also says the yellow Coke caps are kosher. That may be too, but I do know that they contain the real cane sugar versus the high fructose corn syrup. So maybe if they got the K on them, they're kosher as well, I guess. All right, 6:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. And I want to share with you our good buddy, Mark McVeary. You've been hearing me talk about Mark for years. And let me ask you something. Why are you still making a mortgage payment if you're in your 60s, 70s, or even 80s? That payment, I bet, is probably your biggest bill every month, and it doesn't have to be there. If you're 62 or older, there's a government-insured program that does pay off your mortgage completely and without a monthly payment. You decide when you want to pay the loan back, and I want to repeat that. No monthly payment, no selling your house, no moving. You stay right where you are, and the real question is, what would your life look like if your mortgage payment was gone next month? You'd have much more breathing room, less stress, more control of your finances. And Mark McVeary has been helping homeowners do exactly this for over 30 years. He'll tell you quickly if this works for you. And if it doesn't, he'll tell you that too. So call Mark today, 410-788-7070, 410-788-7070. His motto is leave no one behind, but parents and caregivers of the developmentally disabled are saying they're all going to be left behind if Governor Moore's budget cuts in this budget for the disabled withstand the process here before they vote on it shortly. 6:51, you're listening to Casey and Company.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour, Saturdays at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
A lot can happen in an hour.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
We'll update you at the top of it, just minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fred says, as president of the Senate, J.D. Vance could take control of the Senate and force the rhinos to stay in town and pass the Save America Act. I think he should do it. I hope President Trump doesn't sign on to this reconciliation nonsense, because that's what it is. It's absolute nonsense. I know his instincts are much better than that, so I'll let him speak for himself, obviously. But I think that this whole idea is just another way for the Uniparty to make you think like they're trying to do your bidding and trying to do what's best for America, when it's absolutely the exact opposite. Coming up on 6:53, top of the hour, we're going to take a look at the president says the Iran deal is in the works, and Iran gave us a present that he said was really amazing. We'll kind of speculate on what that may be and how much longer this military combat operations will continue. 6:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, the update with the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, so the Beltway west side now, 795 to Frederick Road, the interloop at Green Spring, a few brake lights headed over towards the JFX, and then down the hill and eventually over towards 83. That pace is still pretty good, and we're filling in quickly now on the outer loop between Bel Air Road, Hartford Road, and around towards Providence Road. The incident that was on the right side on 95 southbound in Harford County at Route 22 has cleared. The backup is also now dissipating through that area. We're looking at pretty good-sized delays now. Just that quickly, in the last couple of minutes, we started to back up at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. It went from right around O'Donnell Street back now beyond the Eastern Avenue Bridge, and 895 begins with that delay near the Erdman Avenue ramp. So 15-minute delays at least, and building southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, partly sunny today, highs in the upper 50s, overnight temps in the mid-40s, and then tomorrow for opening day, we'll have some cloudy skies, low 70s, the rain not until Friday, 36 and cloudy in Severn, 36 in Parkville. All right, his slogan is Leave No One Behind, but while state lawmakers in the House are debating this boondoggle of a budget, $71 billion, that's $3 billion more than last budget. Parents and advocates of the developmentally disabled gathered in front of the State House yesterday opposing these proposed budget cuts to the state's Developmental Disabilities Administration. $126 million in cuts has been proposed, which include wage cuts for the caregivers and family members who are caregivers. And they're just trying to protect funding for the home and community-based program called Self-Direction. Here is Karen Smith, Concerned Citizens for Self-Direction, saying that now they've launched they've created a crisis in this community.
So this creates a crisis because disabilities do not pause or become less complex in response to policy changes or budget decisions.
Absolutely. And a number of parents and caregivers talked about these disabilities in crisis. In just a moment, we'll hear from them. But right now, we do have breaking traffic news to report with Chuck.
Just cruising around, found a wreck here, I-97 southbound, right before the bridge at 178. They're crowding the inside left-hand lane already. We're starting to see a backup, I-97, as you're coming south from Route 32. Thank you, Sean.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Another update coming up in about 8 minutes or so for you right here on Casey and Company. So these parents and caregivers are basically, you know, you talk about some of the developmentally disabled, and that could be physical disabilities, mental disabilities, whatever. Some of them require care 24/7. And they're cutting these wages. It's hard to find caregivers in many cases. And this, I think, is exactly what government is supposed to do for people that need protection, that fall through the cracks, that need the protection of the social safety net. This is exactly what government should be doing and is not in this particular case.
I care deeply about the people I serve, but caring does not pay the bills, does not make a car payment, or support my family.
Many individuals, because of their behaviors and their medical needs, it's very, very difficult to find caregivers to come and care for them. And so families have had to give up their careers, they've had to give up their homes, they've had to give up a lot of things to be able to care for their loved ones. And now they're looking to cut those wages by $9 per hour, which is going to put people in a poverty level.
Yeah, and that is, and good luck with that. You know, again, what that does is you can't get caregivers to work and take care of your developmentally disabled child or adult, and then you're going to have to do it. So that means that's going to affect your job and the like. So I think when you look at it, here's Kelly Mitchell. She's the mother of a developmentally disabled child, saying that, you know, look, you should walk a mile in our shoes and see what we have to deal with before you make these devastating cuts.
And I just really hope that the people who are making these decisions don't ever have to be put in a situation that they've put us in.
Yeah.
To choose between working outside the home or taking care of, you know, our loved ones.
In a statement, spokesperson for the House Speaker, Jocelyn Pena Melnick, said, quote, people with disabilities deserve the freedom to live with dignity, make their own choices, and be fully included in their communities. Maryland has shown its commitment to home and community-based care through its use of unique federal option to support family caregivers. But federal rules only allow our use of this option if the cost of doing so in a home and community-based setting does not exceed the costs of institutionalization. So on and so forth. So basically they're blaming the feds, which is what, that's their default position here in Maryland. Let's not take ownership and responsibility. Now, the good news is the program has doubled in size over the last 5 years from $1.7 billion to $3.3 billion. And so they do have to look good. But here's the thing. They're looking carefully at this program making $126 million in cuts. We've got all sorts of other state programs that have been flagged that they have been problematic. They've been wasted money. We've seen waste, fraud, and abuse at state Highway and Department of Human Services, the unemployment. Remember, they spent all sorts of benefits out on unemployment checks that cannot be recovered, and they went out wrongfully. Don't you think the developmentally disabled children and adults could use that money here in the state of Maryland? Karen Smith says, they're not going to accept what the state of Maryland and the governor are proposing here.
We will not accept policies that put lives at risk. And we will not stop fighting until self-direction is protected.
I saw a lot of signs at the State House yesterday, leave no one behind. So that is a slogan that clearly is coming back to haunt Governor Tax and Spend More and the Maryland Progressives now, because they're leaving a lot of people behind, especially the developmentally disabled. It's 7 o'clock on KC & Company.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rick Thomason. With Pakistan acting as a middleman, a U.S.-authored peace proposal has reportedly been laid on the table in Tehran.
A 15-point plan has been transmitted to Iran from the United States seeking to potentially end the war that has just disrupted the Middle East. Now, the details of this plan remain in question, but officials have told the Associated Press that Pakistan, which has been one of the countries trying to get a diplomatic route to the end of the conflict, has transmitted it to Tehran. Pakistan, Egypt, and Turkey have been key in trying to negotiate a settlement to the war.
Correspondent John Gambrell says there are reports that Iran will allow non-hostile tankers to pass through the Strait of Hormuz, and the U.S. reportedly preparing to send thousands of troops, including Army paratroopers, to the Middle East. President Trump says so much has been accomplished in just 3 weeks of war.
We killed all their leadership, and then they met to choose new leaders, and we killed all of them. And now we have a new group, and we can easily do that, but let's see how they turn out. We have really regime change. You know, this is a change in the regime.
Despite Tehran's denials, President says the U.S. has been talking with Iran about what it would take to end the hostilities. The Homeland Security funding standoff yet to be resolved in the Senate. That means the TSA workers are still working without pay, and that has resulted in some very long lines at some airports. A New Mexico jury ordering Facebook and Instagram parent Meta to pay $375 million after finding its platforms harm children's mental health. The annual Conservative Political Action Conference kicking off today in the Dallas suburb of Grapevine. Watching Wall Street, Dow futures up 402 points, NASDAQ futures 241 points higher. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and it stressed me out. But what I thought was a solution turned out to be a problem. I kept hearing ads about debt settlement that seemed too good to be true. And actually, it was. When I called, they told me to stop paying my bills. That didn't sound right to me at all, so I hung up. Later, I found out that debt settlement is bad, real bad. Then I learned that there is a right way to pay off your credit cards. It's called a debt management program from the great team at Trinity. Trinity had a plan. In the end, I paid off my bills, I saved thousands, and I even improved my credit score.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Heather. Please forget debt settlement and remember Trinity Debt Management.
1-800-990-6976.
Good morning. You're on Casey & Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, so this wreck on I-97 is southbound before the bridge at 178. Initially, it was off the left-hand side. Now the fire department has arrived. There's a medic unit there as well. So now we're only in a single lane to the right as you're coming south on I-97 after west of the split at Route 32. Not a solid backup. Here comes another flashing light, by the way, on I-97 southbound after 32. But if you're coming down from Benfield Boulevard, you're getting into that split right there. As soon as you make that move, get over into the right lane. And then after that, you'll be clear on the I-97 southbound to the ramps at Route 50. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a mix of sun and clouds today and a little milder with highs ending up in the upper 50s, turning mostly cloudy tonight as temperatures fall back into the mid-40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
37 in Owings Mills and 38 in Pasadena. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that charging documents are laying out new details in the shooting of a 17-year-old last week in East Baltimore, a case that police say began with a dispute over a stolen dirt bike and ended with multiple people facing serious charges. Shortly after 2:30 a.m. on March 19th, investigators said 29-year-old Juan Amante Infante and 21-year-old Marvin Cabrera Ortiz, along with another man and a juvenile female, drove to the teen's home in the 1200 block of Quantrill Way to get back a dirt bike they claim the 17-year-old stole. Police said Ortiz and the 17-year-old began shooting at each other before the car sped off. And while state lawmakers in the House are set to debate the budget, parents, advocates, and caregivers gathered in front of the State House Tuesday, opposing proposed budget cuts to the state's Developmental Disabilities Administration. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery Pick 3 was 519. The Pick 4, 3602. 705 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hi, Greg Talbot with Strategic Tax Resolution. Tax enforcement and defense strategies have changed a lot over the last year. After nearly 5 years, the IRS has restarted automated collections. You could be next for bank levies and wage garnishments. Ignoring the issue is not an option. Call 443-367-9000 to get protected. You have unfiled returns or can't renew your license? We work directly with the IRS and state, so you don't have to. Let us use our proven strategies and experience with the IRS and state to resolve your tax issue. Qualified clients have cut their tax debt by more than 90%. How would that feel? Act now to learn the latest updates to tax relief programs. Your eligibility might not be the same. Strategic Tax Resolution, local, trusted, A-plus rated by the BBB. Call 443-367-9000. Ask for me, Greg Talbot. 443-367-9000. You've got a guy on your side. StrategicTaxResolution.com. Get relief.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys at Fronin and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. The two biggest additions to the Orioles this year, with no disrespect intended to Taylor Ward, are Pete Alonso and Chris Bassett. The value of the all-star first baseman and the reliable arm, according to manager Craig Albanez, extend far beyond what they do between the lines.
You know, they understand where each player is at in their big league career, so to have that kind of, you can relate to where they're at, and also being able to talk to them through like what's about to happen and what's coming up next. And so that's been extremely valuable for us.
Bassett slotted in as the number four starter on the Orioles rotation, and you can pencil in the polar bear for 160 games. In fact, you can put it in ink. Meanwhile, the O's will announce their opening day roster today, and one pitcher that won't be on it is Dean Kramer, of course, the Orioles leader last year in wins and innings pitch sent down to AAA Norfolk last week. President of Baseball Operations Mike Elias says Kramer shouldn't be riding the buses for long.
We're pretty confident and hopeful that it'll be a short-term affair. And, you know, we had a honest conversation with Dean about it. And in character with him, he's completely professional about it. And he'll be ready when his name's called. And hopefully that's not too long.
Well, meanwhile, on the ice last night in St. Louis, not good news. The Caps flagging playoff chances took another hit at the hands of the Blues.
Jammed it down into the corner. Thomas deflected it up to the line. Broberg over to Mayer to Schreiber, and he scores! A one-timer!
Call by Craig Kerber on the FanDuel Sports Network Midwest. Jimmy Snuggerud, one of the best names in the NHL, with the first goal last night for St. Louis, and the Blues shut out the Caps. 3-0 was the final. Coming up in 30 minutes, a novel way to find out you've made the majors. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company that you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer Heating and Air Conditioning, serving Baltimore for 125 years. When you need help fast, they offer same-day service, while some companies are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tuned up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, my guys.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Great text into the show from Marty. He says, silly Sean, if we take care of citizens with disabilities, we won't have money to take care of the illegal aliens. Where is Michelle Guyton, the so-called advocate for those with disabilities? Yeah, and the Democrats as well. Where are you? Because they'd much rather have the illegal alien vote than the disabled vote, apparently. It is our second hour here. You can join us 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Coming up in this hour, we have the Inspector General versus Monzi over access to records debate. Illegal alien horror stories continue to mount here in the country. Damage continues to be wrought by illegals, thanks to Chairman Joe and the Democrats. But our top story here today, President Trump yesterday saying that an Iran deal is in the works. And we've had all sorts of people, including conservatives, try to poo-poo the deal. Maybe these are people, these are neocons. Maybe they're people that want perpetual forever wars. President Trump has basically neutered Iran militarily with Israel. And now, and of course, remember, all the fake news, CBS, ABC, NBC, all saying, Iran was, they're saying there was no negotiation, there was no deal, and now all of a sudden they're reporting Iran has put out their demands. So obviously they've been talking. So the fake news media has lied to you again, and yesterday, I don't have the audio, I'll see if I can find it for you, but Senator Chris Van Hollen was asked on camera who he would believe more, Iran or President Trump, and he said, wait for it, Iran. He would believe the murderous mullahs of Iran over the President of the United States. That man has got a permanent case of Trump derangement syndrome. He also happens to be a Muslim, so maybe that's why that is maybe an important key fact that most people leave out, but we won't do that here. President yesterday says that Iran, not only are they negotiating with us, they gave us a present.
Oh, they did something yesterday that was amazing, actually. They gave us a present. And the president arrived today, and it was a very big present worth a tremendous amount of money. And I'm not going to tell you what that present is, but it was a very significant prize. And they gave it to us, and they said they were going to give it, so that meant one thing to me, we're dealing with the right people.
Is that nuclear related?
No, it wasn't nuclear related. It was oil and gas related. And it was a very nice thing they did. But what it showed me is that we're dealing with the right people.
Yeah. And so it has something to do with the Strait of Hormuz. It's all we know. We don't know whether they gave him a tanker full of oil or whether they gave him the keys to Karg Island. We don't know. He's not sharing that with us as of yet. But they did give a present. And President Trump said that he has some conditions. And we have a 15-point plan that we are basically imposing on Iran. Now, they can try to save face and say they're not going to agree to it. But at some point, they'll not have any other choice.
They can't have certain things. I mean, you know the things. I don't have to go over the list. But, again, it starts with no nuclear weapons. And they've agreed to that. There won't be any nuclear weapons. They're not going to have, and they're not going to have enrichment. Any of those things. But look, I hate to say that we're in a very good bargaining position, but, and I hate to say that they're defenseless, because until that last missile is fired, they have little power. But we are in about the best bargaining position. We're way ahead of schedule. And again, they have no Navy and they have no Air Force and they have no missile protection, and most of their missiles are gone. Most of their launches we've killed. You know, we've killed about 82% of their launches. So even if they had a missile, they can't launch it.
Yeah, so they are pretty much defenseless. And they continue to get pounded until they lay down their arms and do an unconditional surrender. Remember, that was part of the bargain there. So we'll get more into the negotiating. Who's leading the negotiating team? And why this is a changing of the guard at the global level. That's an important component that we'll point out here in just a second. 713, traffic and weather on the threes. With the update now, here's the King, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Just like me, absolutely defenseless.
You are defenseless.
Especially on this show. Because you never know, the Ayatollah Casey is going to fire something at you at any time. The Highway Patrol, I'm sorry, wrong state. State Police, southbound I-97. You know how it goes.
Yes, I do.
They're still policemen, but you got to give them the right credit. The Maryland State Police are still there with this wreck, southbound I-97 at the bridge at 178. They're trying to get that left-hand lane back open again, but for right now, there are a number of flashing lights there. State Highway crews are there. The medic unit, I think the fire department now, have left the scene, but I can still see the troopers there in the back of the accident scene. So we'll keep an eye on this. Right now, it's the right lane only, and the backup is only back to the split at Route 32. So we can deal with that. You don't need to detour. And after you clear the wreck, you'll be clear all the way down to the ramps at Route 50 and good to go. Now, let's just see. Give me one more second here. Yep, looks like now they've opened the second lane as you're coming south. So that'll help the situation out. They'll stay on the left-hand shoulder area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 weather authority forecast. It's partly cloudy today, upper 50s tonight in the mid-40s, and then tomorrow for opening day at Oriole Park at Camden Yards. Cloudy, low 70s and dry. Rain will hold off at least until Friday. 37 downtown, 36 in Glen Burnie. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
So as we've been talking about, the president laying out a 15-point plan, very specific, very detailed, many of the mission objectives, which we learned in that 8.5-minute speech once the military combat operations of Operation Epic Fury got underway. And then there have been some more added since then. But number one on the list is no nukes ever for Iran.
The fact that they're talking to us and they're talking sense. And remember, it all starts with they cannot have a nuclear weapon.
No nukes. As to the current DHS shutdown, which is impacting TSA, FEMA, the Coast Guard, but not ICE, the president said that it's all, you can place the blame on Schumer and the Democrats.
This is a Democrat problem. In fact, I actually said to the Senate, why would you say this is a Democrat problem? I think the polls are showing it's a Democrat problem. And they'll do anything actually to hurt our country so they can try and win the midterms.
Yeah, and the president on Truth Social at 2 o'clock in the morning posted this. Democrats are desperate to keep illegals no matter how bad or dangerous they may be in the country. They want them to vote. That's why they are fighting so hard to neutralize ICE. We will fight them all the way and win. End of quote. Trump has rejected the compromise proposal that would have funded DHS operations but deferred ICE funding, the core sticking point in the standoff. We're now at day 40, I think, of the partial shutdown. And while some, I think BWI looks pretty good, last time I checked it yesterday, but other airports, Atlanta's better. I think ICE, 75 ICE agents going into Chicago's O'Hare Airport now to try to relieve some of the lines there. Houston is bad. So the ICE is now going into there as well. By the way, President Trump has also liberated another American. Dennis Coyle is on his way home. We remain committed, of course, to freeing all the Americans wrongfully detained abroad, said President Trump. Today, the Taliban took an important step in the right direction. They must now release all remaining American hostages, including Mahmoud Habibi and Paul Overby. But welcome home, Dennis Coyle. As Mark Wayne Mullen is confirmed and sworn in as the new Secretary of Department of Homeland Security yesterday, his replacement was named in the Senate. Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt has appointed oil and gas executive Alan Armstrong to be sworn in. If you think Alan Armstrong is going to be a reliable America First MAGA conservative, think again. Armstrong donated money to Adam Kinzinger right after the impeachment of President Trump. So Stitt is a rhino, governor of Oklahoma, and he is obviously named a rhino Senate replacement for Mark Wayne Mullen, and that is unfortunate. And President Trump has installed the statue of Christopher Columbus on the White House grounds. That statue is located outside the Eisenhower Executive Office Building and is visible from Pennsylvania Avenue and 17th Street Northwest. It is a reconstruction of the monument first unveiled by President Reagan here in Baltimore in 1984. The original was torn down and dumped into the harbor, remember, during the Black Lives Matter riots of 2020 and George Floyd. A plaque at the base of the rebuilt statue references both events. It states the monument was destroyed July 4th, 2020, and later restored. The statue was gifted to the White House and formally rededicated by President Trump. A spokesperson said, in this White House, Christopher Columbus is a hero. So good to see Christopher Columbus statue back, at least in the White House. And that's the way it looks 430 days into the new golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
All right, coming up next, new sheriff in town, the changing of the guard. What President Trump is doing is really going to shake up a lot of the global entities and global events. We'll explain in just a second here on KC and Company, best of which you can hear each and every day, WCBM.com, and on our Facebook and Rumble pages, brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey with Vinnie Steele, CEO of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, Maryland and Lower Pennsylvania's real estate expert. Welcome back, and wow, Vinny, we're celebrating 9 incredible years together on WCBM, helping local families with their real estate dreams.
Yeah, Sean, it's been a huge honor. 9 years right here, 23 years total, helping thousands of families sell fast and for top dollar. The key to our success is that I understand every seller situation is different. My guarantees and programs give sellers options, including multiple cash offers, 100% of market value, or my trusted guaranteed sale program where I'll sell your home or I'll buy it myself at a price and time frame you agree to. Or maybe you need to sell and stay for up to 12 months. With my 12,000 plus buyers in waiting, your home may already be sold.
9 years of guarantees on WCBM. Just a phone call or text will get you started. 410-709-7515. 410-709-7515. VinnieSteo.com.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Massive tax increases, skyrocketing utility bills, criminal illegals roaming free in the state. It must stop now. Go to WCBM.com and sign our state petition. Send a message to our elected leaders that they need to listen to voters and stop the tyranny of one-party rule. Go to WCBM.com and send an SOS for a real change.
Seven twenty-two minutes after the hour here on Casey and Company. So what's interesting about what President Trump is doing in the Middle East... Of course, the Saudis want Iran to be completely gone, finish off, and I can't say that I disagree with them on this. But again, in order to leave Iran, you don't want to leave a vacuum here where they have no infrastructure, they have no way to... because there are a lot of innocent people that have been taken advantage of and murdered and mistreated by the murderous mullahs of Iran. So President Trump showing that he does have an empathetic side and a humanitarian side. Look, you got to punish the regime without leaving the people of Iran without a viable option. So... that is, I think, the game plan here. And just once you take away all their dangerous weapons and render them basically neutralize them, then I think they'll come to the table. And I think they already have, and we're seeing that. But what's interesting to me is that the countries that are hosting apparently peace talks, if they are going to take place, will be held in Pakistan next week. And so you've got the brokers now. Listen to this lineup: Pakistan, Egypt, and Turkey. Nobody from NATO, nobody from the EU has been invited as part of this peace process. There's a new sheriff in town, and there's a new... All of us are countries that have skin in the game in that area of the world, and you leave Great Britain and France and all these other countries completely out of it, and I think that's another bold stroke and brilliant move by the president. And we'll tell you about his negotiators coming up in just a second at 7:23. Traffic and weather on the threes. With the update, once again, here's the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, slowing at both the tunnels, nothing out of the ordinary. The left tube about 2 minutes ago was a little bit slow at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, but it checked all the way down towards 395. Don't see anything, so heavy traffic there. It's backed up beyond the Eastern Avenue Bridge. 895 is backed up to right around Urban Avenue, so we're in the area of 15 to 20-minute delays, maybe a little bit longer now at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, but everybody is moving. 695, yep, all the normal delays. Parkville side, Interloop now through Pikesville, 795 to Frederick Road down the west side. JFX, you're still good there. Ruxton Road through the city-county line at the Bay Bridge, looking live. All the lanes are open. Then we're clear towards Ritchie Highway over to the Severn River Bridge. I-97 southbound is still slow, keeping in mind we had the wreck earlier just around the bridge at Route 178. The overhead shot here now, looking down at that scene. Those vehicles are gone, but the backup is still back there at the split at I-97 and Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast: mixture of sun and clouds today, upper 50s tonight, mid 40s right now, 38 in Annapolis, 35 in Ellicott City. And yes, while technically Turkey is part of NATO, again, I'm talking about the European component of the UK, France, Germany, et al. They're being left completely out of this. No European component of NATO, no EU whatsoever. And of course, Turkey is part of the Incirlik Air Base, and everything is part of the military operation that is being held and conducted against Iran. So these are all countries in the theater that have skin in the game, with Pakistan, Egypt, and Turkey. But I think the big event here is that President Trump is now resetting the world order. And remember, just last year, a couple of years ago, before when Biden was in office, we were talking about the Great Reset, where, you know, the folks at the World Economic Forum elsewhere were basically jamming down their green agenda, their climate agenda, and you will own nothing and you will be happy. That is no longer going to be the carry the day. President Trump is now resetting the global order. He's onshoring. American manufacturing is being redone. This takes time, too. So I understand a lot of people are very anxious. You know, let's get this economy turned around. Let's get the wages increasing. Again, that will happen. But as part of this reset, at a global level, you got to remember that all of this has been going on for decades now. For decades, we've been taken advantage of. And it's interesting now that Iran seems to be more comfortable in negotiating with the Vice President, J.D. Vance, than they do Steve Witkoff or Jared Kushner. I'm guessing because Kushner is Jewish, they're a little bit uncomfortable, and so is Witkoff. So I think that's why Vance is now leading the negotiations, according to the President.
J.D. is involved, and Marco is involved, and Jared Kushner is involved, very smart guy, and Steve Witkoff, smart guy, is involved. And I'm involved.
Yeah, of course he's involved. He's the lead dog. And he still is talking about being in control of the Strait of Hormuz. We still don't know what that president is. Somebody, obviously. But again, here's my cautionary note to you. There's a lot of fake news. There's a lot of propaganda coming out of, even the Wall Street Journal sometimes is you really have to take it with a grain of salt. But believe nothing you read in New York Slimes or the Washington Compost or anything that ABC, NBC, or even CBS reports. Because they are all fake news outlets and use the primary sources and documents, and wait to hear the president himself when he says something. That's what I wait for. And if I can verify that, then that's the best way to do it, because the rest of them, are just actually rooting for the enemy, like Chris Van Hollen is going to believe Iran over the president. The latest in the Arctic Frost scandal, we now find out the Biden regime, his FBI wiretapped Trump advisor and chief of staff Susie Wiles during a privileged attorney call. Then they hid the evidence in prohibited files. So they've been caught red-handed. Yesterday was the Arctic Frost hearings chaired by Senator Cruz, Will Chamberlain, who works for the Article 3 Project, Margo Cleveland of the Federalist, and Chris O'Leary, a former FBI agent, were all being grilled by members of. But here's what we found through the scope of Special Counsel Jack, the persecutor Jack Smith's counsel investigation. Nearly 200 subpoenas were issued. Over 400 Republican individuals and organizations were targeted by Jack Smith. Some targets had no connection to J6. Others didn't even exist at the time. This was all part of the soft coup that was being purported. And even Judges Beryl Howell and Judge Boasberg were secretly working with the persecutor, Jack Smith, to bring charges against President Trump. So there's the collusion. It wasn't Russia collusion. It was collusion with the Democrat Party, with the Department of Justice and the FBI, with judges. Boasberg at the time, remember, he was at the FISA court, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court. He was with over there sending and authorizing some of these subpoenas against people like, I don't know, Carter Page, George Papadopoulos, Paul Manafort, General Flynn, names ring a bell during this whole thing. So, and the big question is, when will they ever be held accountable? Also, Senators Grassley and Ron Johnson released FBI surveillance subpoenas on Kash Patel, and they were after him to use as control leverage. So they were trying to dig up dirt on Kash Patel so they could control him as well. This is historic. This is the worst scandal, most significant scandal in the history of the American people and the United States. And the question is, when will we see people held accountable? 7:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again with the update, here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. Fox 45 reports that the Baltimore City Sheriff's Office announced that a man previously convicted of murder was mistakenly released from prison but was back in police custody days later. Dana Davenport, 32, was convicted in January 2024 for his involvement in the murder of 37-year-old Tyrone Walker on June 5th, 2022 in Southwest Baltimore. Officials reported that his conviction was reversed on appeal and the case was sent back to court for a retrial. And the Baltimore Police Department confirmed no arrest had been made Tuesday after shots were fired at the Inner Harbor over the weekend. A spokesperson wrote, BPD officers were within earshot of the incident and responded to the scene immediately following the discharging. Officers will continue to patrol in and around the area to disrupt criminal activity. And a proposal meant to strengthen oversight for Maryland's inspectors general is stalled in Annapolis, even as a separate measure expanding access to sensitive juvenile records moves quickly toward approval. House Bill 1620, sponsored by Republican Delegate Ryan Nalrocki and Democratic Delegate Vaughn Stewart, was introduced as a response to concerns that inspectors general have been blocked from obtaining public documents needed for investigations. And no state in the U.S. has an official shark, but Maryland lawmakers are digging deep into history to hopefully add a prehistoric icon to its list of state symbols. Lawmakers in the Maryland House of Delegates on Monday unanimously passed a Republican Delegate Todd Morgan's bill that would make the megalodon the state shark, advancing it to the Senate with several weeks left in the 2026 session. It's 7:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Huffman awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Huffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Hoffman Awning Company. 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Just a heads up now, if you're coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel, the left tube, there is a guy broken down in the painted out area to the left-hand side, but he's laying in the roadway looking at the tire on the right front. Nobody behind it, and suddenly you come up on this car, and there's a guy on the ground at the right front. So it looks like the toll facilities folks will come out there and check on that. But it's a little surprising to see a guy on the ground in front of his vehicle coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Delays there with both the tunnels right now, 15 to 20-minute delays on the southbound side. JFX, you're good. Ruxton Road through the city-county line. All the normal delays right now along 695. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a mix of sun and clouds today and a little milder with highs ending up in the upper 50s, turning mostly cloudy tonight as temperatures fall back into the mid-40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
With opening day now one day away, the O's and their fans about ready to put a disastrous 2025 campaign firmly in the rearview mirror, a season that featured a managerial firing, a trade deadline fire sale, and a 75-87 record. New manager Craig Albanez was asked about the difference in this team year over year.
Yeah, I wasn't here last year, so I can't speak on last year, right? And the in spring training, the two words I hate the most is last year. Because okay. It's last year. Okay. No one cares. Right? It's a whole new year, and that's the beauty of baseball, right? It's the most unpredictable game. You can literally have the same 26 guys, and then you go to another year, your team can be completely different.
And while it's true the Orioles are feeling rejuvenated this season, it's also true the American League East might be the strongest it's ever been. The Yanks, the Jays, and the O's with three of the top seven lineups in Major League Baseball, and those three, plus the Red Sox, each adding significant arms in the offseason. Other baseball news, the Mets announcing yesterday that they will wear a Memorial Davey patch on the sleeve of their home and road uniforms during the season to honor former manager Davey Johnson. Johnson, of course, the Orioles' second baseman and manager back in 96 and 97, passed away in September of 25 at the age of 82. Johnson still ranks first in wins in Mets franchise history, and in 1986 guided the team to the last World Series championship. NFL news, the career of Joe Flacco continues. The 41-year-old signed by the Bengals yesterday for 1 year, $6 million, could be worth nine. It'll be Flacco's 19th season in the NFL. He ranks 14th in NFL history in passing yards. College basketball news, Carolina looking for a new head coach, firing Hubert Davis yesterday after 5 years in Carolina Blue and just 5 days after getting booted out of the NCAA tournament in the first round. North Carolina hasn't hired outside the family since Harry Truman was in office. Prime candidates include Bulls assistant coach Billy Donovan, Alabama head coach Nate Oates, and Michigan head coach Dusty May. Scottie Scheffler announcing yesterday he's withdrawing from the Texas Children's Houston Open because of family reasons. The world number one was planning on playing this week in his home state of Texas as his final tune-up for the Masters. Golf Channel reports it's because of the expected birth of his second child with his wife, Meredith. And how about this? Rangers and Royals, Monday night exhibition game in Texas. Fifth inning, Carter Baumler on the hill for the Rangers. His manager, Skip Schumacher, comes out for a surprise mound visit.
So, Schumacher out there with a word for Baumler, and it looks like you get the sense, right, that he just let him know some pretty good news.
Yeah, I think he told him he made the team.
That was great, the reaction from his teammates.
That's awesome.
What a way to do that. That is so cool.
Carter Baumler is a Texas Ranger for opening day. The time now is 7:37 when we return, thinking back to past opening days.
You may have thousands of dollars sitting around your home that you don't realize. The American Bullion Center will buy all of your unwanted jewelry, silverware, and coins. Talk to me, Rick Davis, the owner. I'm available Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. So let me help you turn your unwanted valuables into the cash that you can use and deserve today. Visit me at the American Bullion Center, 2334 York Road in Timonium, or call 410-825-2334. License 2528.
The kid, Carter Baumler, is 24 years old.
That video of that is great.
They
all come out to the mat, look like they're getting ready to take him out of the ball game. Then you see them smiling and laughing, and they're all, so obviously, they gave him really good news.
And all the infielders, you know, patted him with the glove on his chest. 24 years of age, and that's how he finds it out. So it gets me to thinking about opening day in general, obviously. And I don't know if you were there that day, but this was an Orioles opening day. Let's see if you remember what Michael Regei was talking about here.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere we go. Come on.
He actually has a pretty good voice.
Yeah.
And that was, of course, opening day 2003 when the Indians were in town and it started snowing mid-game. They had to cancel it, or not cancel it, but delay it because it was Ellis Burks at the place at a line drive to right field and Jake Gibbons couldn't see it anymore because it was in between the snowflakes. That was the craziest opening day I've ever
been to. That was. I do remember that. I just was, but anything happened in March here in late March, not usual, but yeah. It can happen, and does.
I think that was early April, actually, but you're right. I mean, we could get it.
Yeah, probably early April, same thing. You know, just but I do remember watching that game, and you couldn't really see the where the ball was going.
No, not at all. In fact, Rodrigo Lopez was the pitcher. Right. He couldn't see the catcher's signs.
Wow.
And they all went to the umpire.
Imagine how hard it was for the hitters to pick up a white ball in the middle of the snowstorm.
Absolutely.
Very good, Gary. Thanks. 7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Unfortunately, more continuing illegal alien horror stories. They mount up each and every day. It is so sad because of the damage that Chairman Joe and the Democrat Party has caused this great country by open borders, by Reconquista, illegal aliens, many who are criminals, many are terrorists, many who seek to do us harm and have done us harm, like in the death of Loyola University Sheridan Gorman, who we played you the clip yesterday of the Chicago alderwoman that basically said she was in the wrong place at the wrong time. She now has apologized for that statement, but why would you say it in the first place? But the governor of Illinois, J.B. Pritzker, is doubling down. He is blaming President Trump for the death of this young woman.
There have been real failures. Those failures, of course, extend beyond the borders of Illinois. They're national failures, a failure to have comprehensive immigration reform, a failure of the president to follow his own edict to go after the worst of the worst.
Yeah, it's again, you can't let 15 to 20 million people in the country over 4 years and expect to round up all of them in a year or year and a half. It just is physically impossible. And that includes the worst of the worst. So it's your sanctuary cities policy in Chicago. And that guy, Brandon Johnson, you think we have it bad with Brandon Scott? Brandon Johnson is 10 times worse than Brandon Scott will ever be. And so he's out there saying that they're not going to put people in jail because it's racist. We've tried that before and it doesn't work. So what's the alternative? Letting criminals roam the streets. And the people of Chicago have had it. Here's Patricia P. Ray Easley, and she has a group. I think it's called Red Chicago, if I'm not mistaken. But it basically, she's blasting Pritzker and begging President Trump for help.
Obviously, Governor Pritzker does not care about the American people. He hasn't said anything about Sheridan. He actually went to Minnesota to put down flowers for Renee Good, but did not go to the lakefront, where he filmed an ad to show how safe Chicago is that's now stained with her blood. He hasn't gone there to drop a rose. We are tired, America. We need help. I've been sitting here in this chair for 2 years asking the federal government to supersede the policies that are making the American people sitting ducks for criminals, literal criminals who crawl through a hole in the gate and are being subsidized with our tax dollars. How much more can we take? She's not the first woman to be killed by an illegal in this city, in this country, but yet every time we ask for the help and we get the help, we have our local officials here who send out their liberal army to go out and fight against them. And we're asking everybody to now get out the way and let them do their work. Mr. President, we need another Tomahawk helicopter here in the city of Chicago at Leona Park Beach Shelter. That's where that man lived. And if there was one gun in there, there are several guns in there. They are terrorizing and harassing the American people, and our local officials refuse to do anything about it. So we're asking you, please, President Trump, come save us. Sheridan didn't deserve to die, and we don't want more of American blood to be spilled on the sidewalk by these invaders.
Yeah, well said. The people of Chicago, remember they just did the Operation Midway Blitz there with ICE, and that caused, because it's a sanctuary city, the same kind of pushback and blowback that we saw in Little Mogadishu in Minnesota. The people that live there, they're under siege, and President Trump is trying to liberate them. Coming up, we'll hear from Stephanie Minter's mom. And also, Senator Chris Murphy has finally admitted the truth about the Democrat Party. 743, by the way, if you want to play Choose Your Fake News, now will be the time to give us a call. Reserve your spot. Play the game. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Call now. Time for traffic weather on the threes with the update now. Of course, the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
And brought to you as a service, Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I-97 is still slow as you're coming down from Benfield through the split at Route 32. Within the last hour, we had that wreck southbound near the bridge at 178. So we started the backup early and it's not recovering right now. That's just a normal delay compounded from some earlier problems there. After we get through the bridge at 178, not a bad trip going down the ramps at Route 50. 15 to 20 minute delays, maybe a little bit longer southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. 695 with the normal delays. And again, this morning we see that delay coming up the inner loop, which is normally not bad, but right now it's heavy from Route 40 going up through the ramps at I-70 and continuing up towards the bridge at Liberty Road. Bernie's Automotive is celebrating their 30-year anniversary in April, and you'll always get the best service and satisfaction. Stop in at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, partly cloudy this morning, high in the upper 50s, overnight temperatures in the mid-40s tonight. Tomorrow for opening day, cloudy, low 70s, and the rain should hold off until Friday. Right now, it is Ocean City. It's got 40 degrees under cloudy skies, and it's 37 in Parkfield. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you'll be the winner of some WCBM merchandise. Tony in Pikesville, good morning.
Morning, guys. Morning.
Morning.
You want to go first, second, third, or last?
I'll go second.
You would like to go second. Okay,
oh,
Tony.
Sandwich.
Wants to go second. All right, here we go. Story number one. The generation of Star Trek won't live long and prosper, and its bold pushing of the woke mind virus through the universe may be partly to blame. The new Paramount Plus series Star Trek Starfleet Academy has now been canceled after its second season. Apparently some said the show was too woke, mocked its diverse casting and storylines, including the first openly gay Klingon character.
Whoa.
So maybe it clinged on too long. Who knows? Story number two. 4.5 years after he was diagnosed with autism, a Dutch teenager was euthanized at his request. The boy, aged between 16 and 18, had described his life as joyless. And doctors and state officials approved his euthanasia, and now he is gone.
I thought he was in Europe.
No, exactly. He was in the Netherlands.
Oh, you said euthanasia.
Right. Thank you very much. Story number three. A team of scientists at University of Georgia have released a set of pheromones that they say are guaranteed to attract the opposite sex. The scent is made up of a different chemical formula. They say that these pheromones are so powerful that that the opposite sex will find you attractive and will drive themselves wild. They're releasing it under the marketing His and Her Scent. His and Her Scent should be on the market in the very near future.
Well, that's not very politically correct. What if you're trying to attract the same sex?
Right.
Apparently.
You drink it or rub it on?
No. They didn't say.
Oh, okay.
You could probably do both. You've been known to do both occasionally.
Have that little aqua velvet over the ice.
You put a little dab of Bailey's behind your ear.
Yeah.
On occasion.
A pinch between my cheek and
right.
gum.
A little dab will do you.
Are you Barney Rubble?
Exactly. All right. Here we go. Story one, Star Trek canceled over gay Klingon character. Story two, a Dutch teen euthanized and no physical problems whatsoever. Story three, the new pheromones, his and her scent. All right. We will start with Chuck.
One.
All right, Chuck goes for story number one. Tony?
I'm going to take story number three.
All right, Tony goes for story three. And Kristen?
Yeah, let me see. A woke TV show fails. I think that could be true. And considering the state of our health care, and I use quotes around that, I could see the second story being true. So I think I will also go with number three.
All right. The nobody votes for story number two, the Dutch teenager euthanized. It's a wake-up call for Canada because they've started doing this now. That's a true story.
Awful.
Shockingly
awful.
True.
Awful.
But story number one, what attracted you to that story, Chuck? Was it the gay Klingon character?
Yes, it was. Yes, it was, because I thought of playing that part many times.
Yes, Debbie has said you've been clingy for years.
That's what I said.
Story
I
one.
Married up.
Story one is true. Story three is our fake news story of the day today. Sorry about that, Chuck. So Tony and Kristen, both winners. And congratulations, Tony. We'll put you in a hole and tell you how to get your prize.
Where's William Shatner when you need him?
Shot down by a Klingon.
Yes, exactly. You were exposed, as they say.
Exposed?
Yeah, as they say.
Thank you, as they say.
All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. 7:49 coming up. We'll hear from Stephanie Minter's mom, Cheryl Minter, on the death. You remember she, we broke the story a couple of weeks ago. She was the mother who was stabbed to death at a Fairfax bus stop. And this is from an illegal alien who had been arrested 30 different times. So whether it's Stephanie Minter or whether it's Sheridan Gorman, or any one of the people here, Kayla Hamilton, Rachel Moore, and Dakara Thompson, at all of these deaths were preventable. Were preventable had people enforced immigration laws, had local law enforcement been able to work with ICE in making sure that these illegal aliens. And we're also going to get the truth from Democrat Senator Chris Murphy coming up in just a second, because he also is kind of interesting now that the Democrats are basically telling you exactly who they are. And that's the reason why they're 8 points down in the polling for the midterms. Now, Senate Republicans are convinced to try to get rid of that advantage with the way they've been acting. But we'll take a look at that in a second. 7:50, 10 before the hour. You're listening to KC and Company.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a five-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
AM 680, WCBM Baltimore.
This is your president. Maryland has the dumbest governor in America. This guy is out of touch.
When we watch a president who's now had the greatest assault on black female employment,
When we've seen the President of the United States trying to ban books, change our history, minimize our history.
That's right.
Yep. You're out of touch. I'm out of time.
I got a text here from one of our listeners. We were talking about the cuts to the developmentally disabled in the first hour. And he says, good morning, Sean. I work in the field. I wanted to let you know that I'm not happy with the governor's cut in DDA services, but those talking about self-directed care are misleading. There are too many families abusing the self-directed care funding where they pay their own family members an obscene amount of money and don't hire caregivers. And when they hire caregivers, they're paying them $60-plus dollars an hour. This hurts the nonprofit field that I work in where we can't pay that much to caregivers. So a cut to the self-directed care program is not as bad as what is being reported. What's bad is the 2% decrease to DDA services the governor has proposed, taking our funding rates back to the 24 levels. I've been doing this for a long time. Can't recall one governor who's ever done this in the field. And last year, Governor Moore gave no increase at all. So interesting perspective, and we thank you for texting into the show. 7:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all the traffic and other assorted deals, Bailey's Johnson.
Thank you so much, Mr. Casey.
You're quite welcome.
It's a pleasure to be here once again.
It's always a pleasure to recognize your special skills.
Is that what they are? Cool. I think I just got a raise. Southbound 95 coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel. That vehicle was in the painted out area at the left tube. Gone. Got started and gone once again. 95, a little bit slow here after 395. I've been looking between there, Washington Boulevard, and down through the ramp at Caton Avenue. I don't see anything, but it normally gets a little heavy in that area, and it is. It's a speed reduction. And then once you get down closer to the Beltway towards Arbutus, the speeds increase, and then you're okay through there. Typical ride. Everything is normal along 695. All the backups are right there in the usual spots. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, partly cloudy today, upper 50s overnight in the mid-40s, and right now we're looking at cloudy skies. It is 38 in the city, 40 in Stevensville. Stephanie Minter is a mother that was murdered, stabbed to death at a Fairfax, Virginia bus stop after an illegal alien from Africa who had been arrested 30 different times was let back out on the street by the Fairfax County prosecutor, Stephen Descano, who's a George Soros bot. And, of course, it's under the auspices of Governor Spanberger, a former CIA spook who's just really a weirdo. I don't know if you've seen her on the campaign stuff. But anyway, Stephanie's mom, Cheryl Minter, got to the microphones, and she was really upset, A, about the loss of her daughter, and B, as to the people responsible for the loss of her daughter.
Change has got to happen with this. It's just got to. I don't know where all these political people are. I mean, they stopped serving citizens. They just stopped. And I'm not quite sure how they get voted in.
Yeah. We're not quite sure. Well, you know, again, that's a great question. And it's happened again. A Guatemalan illegal who was released into the U.S. by Chairman Joe and the Open Border Reconquista Democrats was arrested for brutally raping a five-year-old girl on Long Island in New York. Carlos Aguilar Reynoso was indicted this week after he violently raped a child so badly that she needed surgery to treat her injuries. Say her, I can't say her name because she is a juvenile. But Reynoso was charged with first-degree rape, predatory sexual assault against the child, sexual abuse, and endangering the welfare of a child. And this is, it's just outrageous that these people were led into this country on a catch-and-release program. And these are the people that, again, should be the folks that are responsible for this immigration policies, the Democrat Party, Chairman Joe, and some Republicans who did not speak out against it, they all should be run out of town. I think tarred and feathered. We should go back, since we're celebrating the 250th birthday of America, let's go back to tarring and feathering these scoundrels. Senator Chris Murphy has admitted, it's amazing that this is Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut, that he said this out loud on an appearance on MS Now Here's what he said.
The Democratic strategy for 30 years, maybe, and it has failed to deliver for the people we care about most, the undocumented Americans that are in this country.
The people that we care about most are the undocumented immigrants. That would be the illegal aliens. And we've been saying this for the longest time. They don't care about you, Mr. or Mrs. Law-Abiding Citizen. They don't care about the legal immigrants to the country that have green cards or the H-1B visas or the resident legal aliens. They don't care a damn about you. The people they care about the most. Now, he's the only one to say it out loud, but that's pretty much what Governor Westmore and the Democrats in this state and many other states and at the national level, all they care about, it appears, is the our illegal aliens. That's what they said. So we should take them at their word. And we should remember that come midterms. They don't care about us. That's the reason why we can be 5-year-olds can be brutally raped. 18-year-olds can be shot at a pier in Chicago, lakefront. Kayla and Rachel and Dakara here in Maryland, because they care most about the illegal aliens that are committing these crimes and not the people that they're supposed to be protecting. I mean, what else can you say? Pretty much that speaks volumes for the Democrat Party. And it's so sad, but I think we need to remember that at midterms. Law Offices of Michael A. Freeman there for you should you ever need them. 24/7 serious accidents resulting in serious injury. And you don't just want, you don't want to represent yourself, number one. Number two, you just don't want any old firm. You want somebody that has a proven track record of over 40 years of putting you, number one, your recovery is a priority. They'll take care of everything involving your case, including the diminution of value and your vehicle's totaled. A lot of firms don't touch that. But Michael will handle everything from finding doctors, advancing medical costs, diminution of value, from all the way from trying to obtain an out-of-court settlement. If they have to, they'll go and they'll litigate your claim as well. So, again, for last several, 10 years or so, one of the top 10 personal injury law firms in the state of Maryland. They've helped members of my immediate family. They will help yours as well. 410-363-6848. Toll-free 1-800-782-7203. Online, maflaw.com. Up next, a Maryland lawmaker goes AWOL.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amit Thomason. A 15-point U.S. proposal for ending the Iran war has reportedly been delivered to Tehran. Meantime, the fighting goes on. The BBC's James Waterhouse in Jerusalem.
Explosions could be heard in Tehran, and plumes of smoke were rising over buildings as Israel confirmed it had carried out more airstrikes. It's as the United Nations nuclear watchdog, the IAEA, says it's been informed by the Iranians that another missile has hit the site of the Bushehr nuclear power plant, but that no buildings were damaged. Iran is still returning fire. It claims to have launched missiles at Israel, Jordan, Bahrain, and towards Kuwait, where officials say drones hit an oil tank, causing a fire at its international airport.
And the U.S. reportedly set to deploy thousands of paratroopers and Marines to the Middle East. British police have arrested two men in connection with an arson attack being investigated as an anti-Semitic hate crime. Four ambulances belonging to a Jewish medical charity were torched.
The Metropolitan Police say the two men, aged 45 and 47, were arrested in London on suspicion of arson with intent to endanger life, and both men have been taken to a police station in the city for questioning.
Correspondent Charles Deledesma. A high-profile conservative gathering in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex kicks off today. CPAC, the annual Conservative Political Action Conference, taking place in Grapevine, Texas. It is another week without pay for tens of thousands of Transportation Security Administration officers. The Homeland Security funding impasse has yet to be resolved in the Senate, as Democrats have yet again refused to fund DHS. There is a Republican proposal that's aimed at ending the standoff. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures up 496 points, NASDAQ futures 286 points higher. More on these stories, townhall.com.
A sacred season is approaching, a time to remember God's deliverance, the night he brought his people out of bondage and into freedom. Of course, I'm talking about Passover. Hi, it's Chris Stigall, and this year many of God's people will observe Passover under the shadow of war. Across Israel, red alert sirens pierce the air, and families are rushing to shelters with seconds to spare. The elderly fear they'll be left behind. Parents hold frightened children as explosions shake the night, sleepless and uncertainty. That's now part of their daily lives. But Passover reminds us that God hears the cries of his people and answers with love and compassion. That's why the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews is on the ground in Israel providing food and emergency supplies, equipping bomb shelters, and caring for the elderly and Holocaust survivors, bringing comfort and safety to God's children. Join Christians around the world in praying for Israel during this sacred Passover season, asking God to bring protection, comfort, and peace to the Holy Land. Visit supportifcj.org. That's supportifcj.org.
Good morning. It's 8:03 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We're still about 15 to 20 minute delays. Nothing major. Everybody's moving going into both the Harbor tunnels, but you're backed up on 95 back to Pulaski Highway. 895 is slow around the Erdman Avenue ramp. JFX, nothing major. 83 south, a little slow at Pedonia Road, but coming down to the Beltway without any major problem. And the Beltway itself on 695 Bel Air Road to Providence Road, the inner loop through Pikesville all the way to the JFX, and the west side dead solid, and it's really slow from 795 all the way down to Frederick Road. A little better now on the inner loop of the Beltway coming up from Route 40 west and up to the ramps at I-70. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a mix of sun and clouds today and a little milder with highs ending up in the upper 50s, turning mostly cloudy tonight as temperatures fall back into the mid-40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 33 degrees in Pikesville and 33 in Edgewood at 8:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. The Supreme Court of Maryland has affirmed a lower court's dismissal of three lawsuits filed to hold gas and oil companies accountable for the effects of climate change. The separate lawsuits filed by Baltimore City, Annapolis, and Anne Arundel County accused major fossil fuel companies of knowing their products create greenhouse gas pollution, but they failed to take action before the effects became irreversible. In the case of Baltimore, Circuit Court judge dismissed the lawsuit in 2024, and the city appealed ruling. The state is issuing warning letters to drivers who are using Virginia tags to avoid Maryland vehicle registration fees. The state says more than 73,000 vehicles are improperly registered out of state, and so far, more than 58,000 letters have been sent. In addition to lost revenue, drivers with out-of-state tags tend to have more crashes, more unpaid tickets, and parking violations. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery Pick 3 was 519, the Pick 4, 3602. It's 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Sego, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
805 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. With the O's announcing their opening day roster today, two prominent names, of course, will be missing. Second baseman Jackson Holliday and third baseman Jordan Westberg. Holliday progressing well, according to the team, and should be back in April. The timeline, however, for Westberg is much more complicated. Manager Craig Albernez on the losses.
Both with Jackson and Westy, I mean, you just feel for them. You know, I mean, getting injured is terrible. He had great
great off seasons, and you know, both of them were kind of freak injuries, you know, so dealing with that. But also, we have other guys in the clubhouse, and someone has to step up. Next man up mentality, right?
Those next men likely to be Kobe Mayo at third and offseason acquisition, Blaze Alexander at second base. Meanwhile, Orioles, much bolstered rotation this year. In order will be Rogers, Bradish, Boz, Bassett, and Eflin. Rogers on getting the first opening day start of his career.
I'm already trying to contain my excitement right now. I'm just ready to get up there, pitch in front of those incredible fans, and give them a show.
That's what we hope for. First pitch at 3:05. Tomorrow, temperatures, by the way, will be in the 70s. First day of Maryland spring practice was yesterday in College Park. Head coach Mike Locksley, in the second to last year of his contract, was asked what this year's theme is going to be for his Maryland Terps.
It's the more you work, the richer you are, the more you talk, the poorer you are. And I'm learning that because we got this whole thing going path to success, and it talks about, you know, how do you have success. And so for me, one of the things that we need to do is probably work more and talk a little less.
Terps started strong last year, 4-0, in fact, before dropping their final 8 all in the Big Ten. And finally, Minnesota fire officials saying yesterday the tragic house fire that claimed the lives of NHL reporter Jesse Pierce and her 3 young, beautiful children was not set intentionally. The official cause and further information will be released once the investigation is complete. Coming up in 30 minutes, one more sleep till opening day. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company that you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer Heating and Air Conditioning, serving Baltimore for 125 years. When you need help fast, they offer same-day service, while some companies are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, my guys.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Email us at am680@WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. We'll be reading some of those shortly. Coming up in this hour, we'll take a look at the height of hypocrisy among the Democrats. Brandon Scott asking for access to juvenile records while denying the Inspector General access to Safe Streets and other records. She's running for delegate out of Carroll County. Sally Taylor is going to join us at the bottom of the hour. Speaking of Carroll County delegates, a Maryland delegate showing up to the Maryland General Insane Asylum. He votes present, and then he leaves. In his seat, he leaves a statue of the ancient Greek philosopher Aristotle. He is Delegate Eric Boucher, Republican of Carroll and Frederick counties. And so that's for about the last month or so, this has been his modus operandi. Shows up, and he votes present, so he's there technically for the roll call. Then he leaves, and he goes back to his business. And for that, he's getting paid $56,000 a year. All sorts of per diem. He gets mileage expenses, gas expenses, and I don't know what the total package is, but it's got to be close to, I don't know, $75,000 or so. And that's what he's costing time. Now, he's basically pointing out that the Democrats have a veto-proof supermajority in both chambers, and that this is his form of protest. Spotlight on Maryland, Fox 45, Gary Collins confronted Boucher recently outside the State House when he voted present and then just left promptly.
Why are you leaving in the middle of session?
Well, I'm protesting the fact that Republican votes don't matter. What I've done is I've researched, since I've been in office, if you removed every last Republican vote in every single committee and every floor vote, nothing would change, which means Republicans are irrelevant.
But didn't the voters of Carroll County elect you to do a job, and aren't you receiving the benefit of your office?
I'm still doing a job.
How? You're leaving, sir.
Well, I'm not casting a vote, but that's the protest. You can't be a leader in anything. You never have hopes of having any power, so you have to do everything behind the scenes. So this is the only thing I have as a weapon politically to try to help out. Because doing what you're saying I should be doing, or doing what you think my...
This is what your constituents say that you should be doing.
And they're wrong about it.
They're wrong about you being here in Annapolis to do your job?
They're wrong about thinking I'm not accomplishing something. I've changed my strategy because the existing strategy we keep doing does not work.
No, we know it doesn't work because of the supermajority, but does that mean you quit? You give up? You run up the white flag? I mean, you could protest your vote and just sit there with a sign that says you've been silenced by the supermajority, or do something you could to earn your money. Instead, he's leaving and going elsewhere. Now, Boucher claims that this is doing the job.
So is this more personal than political then?
It's a combination of both. I need my financial security to survive just like everyone else does. Do my constituents want this sustained perpetuity? The Republicans are going to lose even more seats.
They say that they want you to do your job that they elected you to do.
I am doing my job, but I'm trying to be more effective and efficient with a different strategy.
Yeah, and that strategy is collect the $56,000 and then go save your welding business, which is apparently on the out. So we'll get to that in just a second. Also, his reaction to his constituents who are not happy with Delegate Boucher, and you can weigh in as well, 410-922-6680, especially if you're one of his constituents. We'd love to hear from you regarding his different strategy. 813 traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all different strategies, Chuck Whitaker.
Northbound 895, there is an accident now on the right shoulder as you're coming up from the toll plaza on the Old Harbor Tunnel. It's on the right shoulder. You can see it, but there's some flashing lights there. We're backed up back to the Steel Bridge, the K-Trust Bridge, as you're northbound. It's an extra 4 or 5 minutes right through there. Both the tunnels southbound are still busy with all the normal delays. 695, nothing out of the ordinary. The southwest side of the Beltway last check, and I'm going over there right now into the area of the BW Parkway. All is well through there, down towards I-97. Everybody else is slow. Thought I heard Baltimore County Police a couple of minutes ago going out to a wreck. I haven't seen the confirmation yet. They were heading to Delaney Valley Road at Old Bosley Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, partly cloudy today, upper 50s overnight in the mid-40s. And then we're expecting cloudy skies for opening day, highs in the low 70s. And, of course, rain possible on Friday, a little bit later on Friday, going into the weekend. And right now we're cloudy skies, 37 in Pasadena, 38 in Middle River, from the birthplace of the Star Spangled Banner, our national anthem, Fort McHenry, Baltimore. It is time to celebrate America's 250th birthday. America 250 is brought to you by our friends at the Smile Design Center. If you're and she looking at that perfect smile, if you want to get that perfect smile, time to act is right now at the Smile Design Center. Give them a call, 410-321-1100, and make that dream a reality. While we're celebrating America's 250th birthday this year, dating back to 1776, it's also important to know what led up to that birthday celebration. And nearly 400 years ago, the first colonists in Maryland to arrive at St. Clement's Island on Maryland's western shore and founded the settlement of St. Mary's. In 1632, King Charles I of England granted a charter to George Calvert, the first Lord Baltimore, yielding him proprietary rights to a region just east of the Potomac River in exchange for a share of the income derived from the land. The territory was named Maryland in honor of Henrietta Maria, the queen consort of Charles I. Before settlement began, George Calvert died, was succeeded by his son Cecilius, who sought to establish Maryland as a haven for Roman Catholics persecuted in England. In March of 1634, the first English settlers, a carefully selected group of Catholics and Protestants, arrived at St. Clement's Island aboard the Ark and the Dove. Religious conflict was strong in ensuing years as American Puritans, growing more and more numerous in Maryland, supported by the Puritans in England, set out to revoke the religious freedoms guaranteed in the founding of the colony. In 1649, Maryland Governor William Stone responded by passing an act ensuring religious liberty and justice to all who believed in Jesus Christ. In 1654, however, the so-called Toleration Act was repealed after Puritans seized control of the colony, leading to a brief civil war that ended with Lord Baltimore losing control of the proprietary rights over Maryland in March of 1655. Although the Calverts later regained control of Maryland, anti-Catholic activity persisted up until the 19th century, when many Catholic immigrants to America chose Baltimore as their home and helped enact laws to protect their free practice of religion. That's why the Archdiocese of Baltimore was the first in the nation. And that's a look at America 250, brought to you by the Smile Design Center.
Yep. WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. At the Smile Design Center in Lutherville, Dr. Lairfield is changing smiles and changing lives. If you're nervous about going to the dentist, they offer sedation options so you have little or no memory of your visit. And right now, Dr. Lairfield is offering fall specials for new patients and special financing options to make care more affordable. Call Nicole today at 410-321-1100 and visit SmileDesignDoctor.com and tell them I told you to call for a first patient special offer.
WCBM Baltimore.
Coming up on 819, we're talking about Delegate Eric Boucher and the reason why he says it's the protest. But is that the true reason, or is it because of his business? He's got a welding business. His business is struggling, and he needs to tend to his business.
So what are you off to do now in the middle of a legislative session that you should be sitting in your seat for?
I'm going to go back to my business because my business is failing. This job has almost put me out of business.
And he was also confronted about, well, your constituents don't approve of your behavior. You're an elected official. They elected you to do a job, and yet you're checking out and running to do your business. What was his reaction to that?
Should your constituents be ashamed of who they elected for?
No, not at all. They should be proud. They should be extremely proud that I have the courage to stand up and do what I'm doing, because it takes no courage to just sit in that chair and do what your leader tells you. It's thought. There's no thought process in it.
And we should point out that not one of his bills has ever made it to the governor's desk or out of committee, and he has sponsored 11 bills this year. Delegate Tomlinson of Carroll and Frederick counties has legislation advancing through the Senate, and Delegate Mike Griffith of Harford and Cecil counties has bills just days away from advancing to the governor's desk. So it is possible to get a bill to the governor. It's just not likely.
As a Carroll County, and I'm embarrassed by this, look, I appreciate that he's had a conservative voting record and he served in local office before this, and he's really more of a libertarian. So I appreciate that he's not afraid to be different and speak his mind. And he's not wrong in his assessment that the Republicans don't matter in Annapolis. But this stunt is a stunt. It makes him look nothing like a fruitcake. A protest of one is not a protest. That does nothing. And the complaining about his business, like, nobody held a gun to your head to run for office. Like, I understand it's a sacrifice for a regular person who's not a Soros-funded, you know, bot, like, of course, but that just sounds like whining, because you knew that going in. Here's things that I think would help. You stay in the job, and you try to do everything you can to move the needle as much as possible. Number two, run for another office. Maybe you should run for an executive-level office, so that way you actually have a little bit more power. Number three, how about run for the state party leadership or the county party leadership, because that's where a lot of the power happens, because that's where they stop the real candidates that actually might want to get something done. Or number four, why don't you try to work for election integrity? Because, again, I think a lot of these Democrats that are in office that affect all of us, I'm not even sure if they're really, you know, true officials, because I wonder how much hanky-panky goes on the election. So there are other things you can do, but this just looks like you're... This is like Ferris Bueller. You checked in the school, and then you leave for the day, and you go have fun. Like, it's a joke. And he called Fox 45 to do a story about it? How embarrassing. That's what I think.
Yeah, well, spoken like a true, passionate Carroll County constituent, so couldn't say it better. Thanks, Kristen. Appreciate that. 822, you're listening to KCN Company.
Home. It's where we've built our memories, where the photos on the wall tell the story of who we are. Family dinners, holidays, and laughter. No one dreams of leaving that behind. But as we age, things change, sometimes gradually, sometimes all at once. And the truth is, planning ahead is one of the kindest gifts we can give ourselves and the people we love. That's what Wesley Secure Care is all about. Wesley Secure Care is a Maryland nonprofit organization that provides the unique option of continuing care at home. It's peace of mind knowing that no matter what happens, you'll be cared for right where you're most comfortable. Here's how it works. You become a member while you're still independent and healthy, and in return, you have a lifelong plan, a plan that guarantees care and support if and when you ever need it. And that happens at home, all guided by a personal care coordinator who knows you, your story, and what matters most to you. It's not just about healthcare, it's about dignity, it's about choice, and it's about being able to surround yourself by what and who you love, without putting the weight of what if on your family's shoulders. Because when life takes a turn, the last thing anyone should have to worry about is, what do we do now? With Wesley Secure Care, that question is already answered. So take the time for yourself, for your family, and for your future. Join us for a free lunch and learn, or visit WesleySecureCare.org to learn more about continuing care at home. And give us a call at 410-324-2400. 410-324-2400. And give yourself the gift of peace of mind this year.
Latest headlines are just minutes away at 30 past the hour. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Day 23, time for traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the King, Lugnuts Johnson.
I-97, if you're coming down the hill from Benfield and then back up to the top of the hill at I-97 and Route 32, that backup is still there. We started early this morning, over an hour ago. We had a wreck southbound at the bridge at 178. That started the backup, never really recovered, but after 178, just looking at the overhead camera, everybody's fine, and it's clear from there all the way down to the ramp at 50 and I-97. There are no delays right through there, so it's just that one congested area, but it's backed up almost back to the top of the hill as you're coming down from Benfield Boulevard. Keep in mind, there was a minor wreck on the shoulder northbound 895 before you go into the tunnel. It was off to the right side, was a little bit slow back to the K-Trust Bridge, and both the tunnels southbound are still carrying the heavy traffic. Beltway hasn't loosened up yet, still slowing through Parkville, through Green Spring, and down the west side south of 795. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
All right, set out to work this morning and or school. It'll be partly cloudy day today. Upper 50s tonight, mid 40s tomorrow. Opening day, cloudy, low 70s. Right now, 40 in Millersville. Under cloudy skies, 40 in Dundalk. And so your thoughts on, look, I do know, I'm not going to name names. I do know Republicans in that have served honorably and wonderfully in the Maryland General Assembly, and because of a number of variety of issues, have it's like the myth of Sisyphus. You know, you push that rock up the hill, you get so far, and it just rolls right back down on you, and it's frustrating, it's aggravating, especially when you don't get any true leadership out of the Maryland GOP. They're more controlled opposition than they are, and we had, recently we had Delegate Robin Kramer. He was one to speak out against some of these Republicans, and we reached out to Delegate Kramer. Unfortunately, he did not respond. Maybe he was taken to the woodshed. Maybe he thought better of it. I don't know. But I do know personally several Maryland delegates and state senators that have opted to retire. They've left to pursue other offices or to do other things instead of doing what Delegate Boucher has done, and that basically is waste taxpayers' money.
Yeah, give up. I mean, first of all, if you're tired of being in that position, A, finish your term that your voters elected you to, and then B, okay, then do something else. But don't hog the seat when maybe a real firebrand could get in there and move the needle. I'm sure it is very thankless and frustrating being in that system, but do something. Or why are you there, Ben? Again, there are a lot of Republicans in this state, both in public office and then also holding party leadership positions, that I don't know if they're inefficient or they get threatened or there's some sort of controlled opposition, but they hog the seat, so they don't do anything, but they'll hold the seat so no one who actually might want to change anything or fix anything or actually do something that we say we want to do happens. So it does make you wonder.
But as you pointed out, Kristen, I mean, you know this, you know what the layout looks like before you opt to run. You know this is a blue state. You know this is
a
Democrat dominated General Assembly, and you know whether it's a supermajority or close to a supermajority, it's been that way for years now. So you know that going in, and then you know that there's going to be some sacrifice to your personal business going in. So again, maybe you miscalculate, maybe you have a bigger idea of yourself than you should for whatever reason. I don't feel sorry. And then to say it's a protest vote, there are other ways you can show protest besides not showing up for the job. And I think that's a horrible thing to do.
Childish.
Yeah. Well, in some cases, you know, but you know, he thinks he's being cute with the statue of Aristotle, who was the first big political scientist, a Greek philosopher. But that, to me, just comes off looking nutty more than anything else.
That's why I say, okay, fine. We know the system is a mess, and we know Republicans have such an uphill battle. So if you have a problem with the system as a whole, which I agree, he's not, again, not incorrect in his assessment of the situation, but then do something else. Run for one of the central committees, either county level or the state level. Try to affect change there because they have a lot of power. Sometimes they choose not to use it, but either way, there's power there. Or join, Kate Sullivan and Robin Sachs, who are trying to move the needle on election integrity in Maryland, which I still think would result in more Republicans getting elected on all levels in Maryland.
Well, you can make a difference elsewhere. You're right. You can make a difference elsewhere. Look, I've talked to people on some of these central committees that they're still outgunned and outnumbered, and they need reinforcements there as well. So if you're not happy with what's going on in the General Assembly, then do it at the local level, at the central committee level, or at the school board level, or that's where the grassroots.
So important.
The precinct strategy, as it's called. So there are 90 number of ways you can contribute, and I think that basically just showing up, voting president, leaving a statue in your place, I basically do believe that you're ripping off the taxpayers, and you should not do that. But you know what? We'll let Delegate Boucher. We'll certainly give him an invite if he wants to come on, defend his actions. We'll certainly we'll let him do that as well. We'd like to hear from him. All right, coming up next, we'll hear from another person running for Carroll County delegate. That's Sally Taylor. Coming up right after the 8:30 news here on Casey and Company. Right now, let's get an update on the latest news headlines with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott will be holding a press conference today to acknowledge the Sandtown Winchester Safe Street site for going more than 365 days without homicide in its catchment zone. The mayor will be joined by representatives from Safe Streets, Monsey, Catholic Charities of Baltimore, city and community leaders in the 1500 block of North Fremont Street at 2:30 this afternoon. And a Pennsylvania man has been sentenced to 4 years in prison after pleading guilty to stealing child care scholarship payments from the state of Maryland. Between 2014 and 2024, former child care center owner Terrell Smalls fraudulently obtained more than $2.5 million from the state by concealing his ownership of child care centers and inflating attendance records. Maryland Attorney General Anthony Brown says while Maryland families struggled to afford child care, Smalls was pocketing millions in scholarship payments, driving Bentleys, and owning properties in multiple states. Baltimore will be holding a No Kings rally on Saturday, joining thousands of communities nationwide to protest President Trump and the policies of his administration. Local organizers say No Kings means no ICE and no lawless imperial wars. And a dog is recovering after being rescued from a dangerous situation near a major Baltimore County highway
earlier this month. On March 12th, a 90-pound Rottweiler, now named Trooper, was struck by a vehicle near the 695 and 795 overpass and thrown nearly 100 feet down a steep, muddy embankment, according to Baltimore County Animal Services. Despite rainy and snowy conditions, Animal Services personnel responded and reached the dog and got him veterinary care. It's 8:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now, you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys, Rod Barowi and Paresh Shaw with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, now they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120. Or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
8:32 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, that minor wreck that was northbound 895 before you go into the tunnel on the Old Harbor Tunnel Thruway, that's gone now. The police cars left, so it's starting to loosen up. It's still backed up a little bit coming into the Toll Plaza northbound, so it's an extra 4 or 5 minutes right now on the northbound side. The southbound traffic still busy and still slow for the traffic through that area. The big junction downtown at 95 Russell Street, 395 at Camden Yards. Much better. The pace southbound right now is a lot better heading out towards the Beltway over on the southwest side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a mix of sun and clouds today and a little milder with highs ending up in the upper 50s, turning mostly cloudy tonight as temperatures fall back into the mid 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, one more sleep, as they say, until opening day, and so it is. One more sleep for Trevor Rogers until he makes the first opening day start of his 7-year Major League Baseball career.
I was talking to my wife, so you can have any jitters for opening day. Damn right, we'll have some jitters. It's going to be exciting, you know, just being with the, you know, the best fans in baseball at Camden Yards, and just a beautiful ballpark, and, you know, some of the upgrades they've made to the place.
Rogers earned the nod over Kyle Bradish based on his performance of a year ago, setting multiple franchise records for the Orioles, headlined by recording the lowest season ERA in team history for a pitcher with at least 100 innings pitched, and his 15 consecutive starts with two or fewer runs allowed, also an Orioles record. Craig Albernaz will manage his first official game tomorrow with only one goal in mind.
If you're a competitor, you're showing up to spring training. Like, you're not trying to win the World Series. Why are you going to spring training for? Why did you train in the offseason for? Like, yes, we want our guys to make a ton of money for themselves and their families, but also there is a competitive winning component to this. And in my eyes, like, every team should have that expectation of winning the World Series.
Meanwhile, the MLB season officially gets underway tonight in San Francisco. Yanks and the Giants will be at Oracle Park. Aaron Judge is from the Bay Area, was asked if it's personal playing against his hometown team.
Not really. I love the Giants. It's not really, I wouldn't say it's personal. We got a job to do every team we play. And
game time is 8:05 tonight as Netflix kicks off their MLB coverage. The money mill keeps spinning for college athletes. Arkansas star basketball player Darius Acuff Jr. making history yesterday, landing a signature shoe deal with Reebok, becoming the first NCAA men's athlete to receive one with a major U.S. brand while still in college. The SEC Player of the Year became the first player to lead the conference in points and assists per game since Pete Maravich did it. That's a good old Pistol Pete back in 1970. Happy heavenly birthday today to the one and only Howard Cosell, born on this day in 1918.
Right next to me is saying it. You may hear him. Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier!
The iconic call, 1973, the boxing championship or the boxing heavyweight title going to George Foreman. Terrestrial birthdays today. Women's hoop legend Cheryl Swoops turns 55. IndyCar superstar Danica Patrick turns 44. On this day in golf history, take you back to 1934. The first Masters Golf Championship was held at Augusta and won by Horgan Smith. And on March 25, 1972, the UCLA Bruins win their sixth straight National Hoop Championship. They beat Florida State by 5. Bill Walton was the MVP. The time now is 8:37, and that is Stein on Sports.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve. Back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Day 37, 23 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. And once again, our ongoing Meet the Candidate series we have been doing as we head up to the primary coming up in June. On our Newsmaker Hotline is a Carroll County resident. She's running for delegate, Sally Taylor. Good morning, Sally.
Good morning. How are y'all?
We're doing fine. I've known you for a long, long time.
Yes.
going back to when you used to work for Congressman Bartlett years ago.
Right, and more by phone, and more recently, I've had the opportunity to go to your all's events and meet you in person. So this is great.
Yeah, it is great. And then we bumped into each other in Costco the other day. So
yes,
you never know when you're going to run into other folks. But you've been a conservative Republican for a long, long time, and you know, in and around politics. So why now? Why have you decided to throw your hat into the ring for delegate in Carroll County?
Well, I ran in 2022, and I came up a little short against Eric Boucher. And I really thought I'd hang up my skates on that. I served as a president of one of the after the election, I served as a president of one of the South Carroll Republican clubs for a couple years. I did help Kate Sullivan with trying to recruit some election judges here in Carroll County. And then, frankly, last year on this day, I decided that I would file for delegate one more time, Maryland Day, because things have just gotten so much worse. I thought they were pretty bad in 2022, but after seeing Governor Moore in action, I thought that this is the time. I am retired. I can give 100% of my time. As you say, I've been around for a long time. I understand the system. I worked for Congressman Bartlett, and for two sessions during the COVID period, I worked for Dan Cox.
It was, so you were his chief of staff, right?
Yes. Yeah. Well, you know, staff of one, but
yeah,
they don't have these large staffs. I don't like this to overblow things.
That's right. You never lose an argument on that staff of one. So the story, and we talked about it this morning. Delegate Boucher is he's showing up for his job. He votes present, and then leaves a statue of Aristotle in his place and goes back to his business. Do you believe that's responsible stewardship of taxpayer dollars and representation for Carroll County constituents?
Absolutely not. I as soon as I saw the Maryland Matters article in on Friday, I was ashamed. I was embarrassed, and I was fit to be tied, because the people of Carroll County and Mount Airy deserve 100% of our effort, particularly during the session. I think so many times we think that this is a 90-day job. It's really a 365-day job, because if we want to do it right, we have to be showing our Republican principles all the time throughout the year, and going into other parts of the state that we might not have a chance. But you know what? The people are with us. I I spearheaded or helped a petition drive here in Carroll County to curb the solar on farmland,
mm-hmm.
and worked with a young lady down in Howard County. Those liberal Howard County young folks that just moved out to the area, they were incensed that this was happening because they had bought their forever homes, and now they were putting solar fields right behind them instead of the farm field that was in preservation. So this was an issue that was hitting both the conservatives in Carroll County and the more liberal folks down in Howard County. And if we would just get our issues out, the 287G program, don't you think folks in Baltimore City want safe streets too?
Yeah.
I mean, the Republicans have all of the issues. And we act like we have no bullets in our gun.
But yeah, Delegate Boucher is saying that, you know, it doesn't matter. Republicans don't matter in Annapolis. He's saying that the Democrats have run roughshod over Republicans. There's a supermajority. And, why bother? What is your mindset going in? Because his opinion, obviously, is in the minority. But what is your mindset going into a supermajority General Assembly?
Well, I remember in the 80s when there were only 14 or 15 Republicans in the House of Delegates and only 7 state senators. So my mindset is, okay, we might not be able to move the needle on legislation, but in 2022 I talked about audits. Now we're getting more robust audits, but are we doing the legislation that's needed or having those conversations, having the hearings that they do not want to have, to get in the right experts and develop those hearings and publicize those hearings and develop those issues. The Democrats don't want to be embarrassed, and they don't want to seem like they don't want transparency, but they hide. They hide. Every one of them will hide something. And we have to loosen up the publicity. I think, as I say, people are with us. And particularly heartbreaking with Boucher's announcement, the day that it was that Delegate Pippi pointed out that he wasn't on the floor was a day that one of his bills was being considered on the floor of the House of Delegates.
Yeah, that thought for a second. Sally Taylor's running for Delegate of the House here in Maryland. She's from Carroll County. More with Sally in just a moment. 8:43, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's Chuck Whitaker.
There's a vehicle fire, and it's fully involved right here on the inner loop just at the ramp at Greenspring Avenue. The fire department is not there yet. The state highway truck is there with the arrow board out right now. We're getting the center and the left-hand lane by, but this thing is actively burning and the car is on fire. It looks like the driver got out okay and is standing away from the vehicle. The traffic coming on from Greenspring Avenue to the Beltway, you're going to be very close to that car fire as you take the ramp to the inner loop. But right now, anybody from Reisterstown Road and from Park Heights Avenue, you need to stay to the center and the left-hand side. Actively burning right now on the inner loop at Greenspring. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, partly cloudy today, upper 50s. Right now cloudy 40 in Forest Hill, and it's 41 in Middle River. On our newsmaker hotline, Sally Taylor running for House of Delegates in Carroll County. The budget, Sally, is $71 billion. And I remember just not too long ago was $50 billion. I remember way back when Bob Ehrlich was governor, it was in single digits. The cost of living here, the growth of government continues to just grow exponentially. And how do we stop it? How do we get it under control?
Well, vote for more Republicans. And we also need just to concentrate on core government functions. I would not support anything if it's not roads, if it's not a water system or addressing our electricity, public safety. I think and a reasonable safety net. I'll give you that too. But we need to stop all this special spending, and we definitely need to stop pandering to the folks that want to have all the special energy, what are they, subsidies for solar and wind that aren't the reliable energies that we need.
Well, you bring up an interesting point, because we're now facing an energy crisis with not enough power, having to import 40% of our power from Pennsylvania, the green agenda, which is driving this bus. And now we see all these gimmicks that the Democrats have floated with rebates of our own money and so on and so forth. So what are your thoughts on how do we resolve the energy crisis here?
Well, research for the job, I went to hear Joe Dominguez address the Maryland Chamber of Commerce. He laid out a plan in 15 minutes. Now, Constellation is an energy generator. What we don't need are a lot of, the folks that want to, do the transmission lines. We need the generation. And he literally laid out a plan which talked about natural gas, talked about then how to do the loads between peak hour and non-peak hour and nuclear. And he literally had a 10-year plan laid out for the state of Maryland, which would make us energy independent. And I know we're locked into a national grid, and I understand that. But it would mean that we wouldn't be importing our energy. It also would mean that we wouldn't have to have all these transmission lines everywhere, and that we can reopen some of these plants, retool them for natural gas. I don't think we should be afraid of coal either. Coal plants are not the plants of our, of the billowing plants of our fathers and grandfathers. There is a clean coal. You can clean it and burn it. So we have legislators can't produce energy, but we definitely can get out of the way and let energy be produced in the state. And so I'm frustrated when I hear the expert talk about it and what can be done. I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but all the things that we can do and have it a good timeline and get it accomplished and get it done.
The MPRP, which impacts your county that you hope to represent, the governor says he stands with the people, and this project would not be allowed to go forward. Yet, other than appointing a new commissioner at the PSC, have you seen anything Governor Moore has done to stop the MPRP from advancing?
No, to stop the transmission lines, we need to generate energy, and they have got to come off this green agenda, because what the green agenda will not produce the reliable, robust energy. If Maryland wants to be competing in the private sector, we have Quantum, the big technology that was nurtured here in Maryland, and one of the technologies that the Moore administration was highlighting. And so when they got to the point where they're building their manufacturing plant, where did they go? They went to Tennessee. So people aren't going to stay here when the taxes are too high and they can't make a profit. Profit is not a dirty word.
Indeed. All right, so if our listeners want more information about you on the issues or to volunteer, donate, what are your socials? Where can they go?
Well, taylorfordelegate.com is my website. And I have Facebook. It's just Sally Taylor or Sally B. Taylor for Delegate. Those are my big ones. So taylorfordelegate.com is a Facebook where folks can meet me, get a hold of me, or give me a call at 301-708-6265. I'll answer the phone.
That sounds good. All right, Sally, thanks so much for coming on, and best of luck to you.
Thank you, sir. You take care.
All right, you too. That's Sally Taylor. She's running for House of Delegates here in Maryland from Carroll County, and she makes her home in Eldersburg. It's 8:50, 10 before the hour, and time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby, because like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
A 9-year-old boy from Michigan just became a real-life hero after saving a man's life at church. On top of that, Logan Vangemert had just learned CPR at school. the day before. Here's what happened. A church leader collapsed from cardiac arrest, but the boy didn't panic. Instead, he started chest compressions until someone arrived with a defibrillator and restarted the man's heart. Here's Logan and his mom talking about his heroic actions.
I heard a voice in my head telling me to go, so I sprinted over there and it said some pretty good things about me. You gotta press down really hard. Then I did CPR on him.
I gave him supernatural strength to, like, just roll this man over and start performing CPR, gave him that knowledge, because he learned that within 24 hours, used it. It was amazing.
It is amazing and just incredible. Feel Good News brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road and Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance in Owings Mills. You're going to meet Mayor and Mayor, and they'll help you make the best choice. Whether you're remodeling or replacing, they'll guide you through all their brands, like Electrolux and Frigidaire. Over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget, they will customize it just for you. This is a family-run store that actually treats you like family. Skip the big box chaos and take it from me. Once you walk into their showroom, be prepared to be amazed, like I was. TownAppliance.com. Powered by family, trusted by yours.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680, WCBS. Live news at the top and bottom of every hour. Live up-to-the-minute traffic reports. And accurate weather forecasts from the meteorologist at Fox 45. News, weather, traffic, Sean Hannity and Rob Carson. Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Day 53, traffic and weather on the three's last report of the rush hour. Here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
And a big delay leaving Pikesville, trying to get over towards Towson. There's a vehicle fire, was fully involved. Fire department is there now. It's still smoking. They have some water on it now. They've knocked it down, but it's still smoking. So here's the deal. Two of the left-hand lanes are getting by on the inner loop. They've now closed the ramp from Greenspring Avenue to the inner loop. I'm glad they finally did that. That thing could have blown up at any given time. The driver is out, by the way. See the driver talking to the state police. So it's going to be this way for a while. It's going to have to be cleaned up and then towed away. So you're backed up beyond the bridge at Reisterstown Road. But when you get to Park Heights Avenue, get over in the center and the left-hand lane. There may be a late accident. Haven't seen the backup yet, but on the inner loop, there was a report of an accident near the BW Parkway over on the southwest side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, partly cloudy today, upper 50s overnight. Temps in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, highs in the low 70s. Should be a dry day for opening day. Right now, cloudy and 40 in Parkville, and it is 41 in downtown Baltimore. Well, you know the ongoing battle with the Inspector General, Isabel Cumming, the oversight bill that is in the General Assembly that would give inspectors general exemptions to the MPIA, the Maryland Public Information Act, because after all, they have subpoena power. They're trying to investigate, trying to follow the money, trying to root out waste, fraud, and abuse. And yet we find out that a lot of the stuff they get is redacted, or they if they get it at all. So there's a bill to exempt the inspectors general. That bill is stalling, and that bill I don't think is going to make it. At the same time, there's another bill that would give the mayor and his Office of African Male Engagement, Monzi, the mayor's Office of Neighborhood Safety Engagement, whatever, would give them access to juvenile records. That bill is racing toward approval in the Maryland General Insane Asylum. Here is the director of Monzi, Stephanie Mavronis, and a juvenile records privacy advocate, Maureen Flatley, talking about the mayor's getting access to these juvie records.
This allows us to better have access to those records.
In 40 years of doing this work, I have honestly never seen a public official make a request like this that was more inappropriate.
House Bill 1620, which is in Rules Committee right now, has stalled there. It's bipartisan. Members have not yet voted on the measure. Don't know if they will. So this other bill, supported by Mayor Brandon Scott, would broaden access to juvenile records, as you just heard Stephanie Mavronis argue for that. And taxpayer advocate David Williams also says this is nothing more than another hypocritical moment for Brandon Scott and the Democrats.
It's dripping with hypocrisy. The mayor has shut down access to the IG, but he's asking for more access to juvenile information, which could be a bigger problem and could have repercussions well beyond just information getting leaked.
Yeah, so if you want access, look, for me personally, I think that the inspectors general should automatically have exemptions to these so-called privacy exemptions because they're trying to investigate potential crimes, okay? That means they can do their investigation and make sure that they take proper care of identities that may be revealed to them. And if they reveal them, if they do it intentionally, there could be a violation of the law. Or if it's done accidentally, then you could sanction them at that point. But I do think they should have that exemption, number one. Number two, I think that all the juvenile records should be made public. I don't think we need to protect juvenile folks anymore. I mean, after all, you got 13 and 14-year-olds out there committing crimes as if they're 18 and 19-year-olds, and some arrests are being made as early as 10 and 11. I think they should be named and shamed. And if you're not going to name the juveniles, then you can name their parents. And maybe that might be a wake-up call. So as far as I'm concerned, give them all access in the interest of the public, let the public know. And finally, the California gubernatorial debate was canceled because, wait for it, all the candidates are white. Because the minority candidates, who are only polling 2 to 3, 4%, they didn't have enough support to warrant being on the debate stage. But now they cancel the debate because too many whites, not enough minorities in the California gubernatorial debate. That's where they are in the woke land of California. Rescue Natural Supplements wanted me to remind you that my friends at Rescue and Orasine, developed by cardiologist Dr. Jeff Shapiro, just an amazing supplement because, you know, if you're struggling with, you know, energy to get started in your day, to work out, to exercise, if you're fatigued and tired and you're relying on caffeine and these energy drinks and so on and so forth, that's only an artificial temporary help. Why not try something permanent, something that gives you all day long-lasting sustainable energy that's heart healthy and can help regulate your blood pressure as well? It's called Rescue Orasine. Right now, buy one, get one free. Use the coupon code MYENERGY, MYENERGY, when you call 1-800-26-ALIVE or go online at res-q.com. Use the coupon code MYENERGY. Tomorrow, Ed Hale Sr. joins us to talk about the 2-year anniversary of the collapse of the Key Bridge, and Mackenzie Frost as well, going in depth. We'll see you. God bless our troops. God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio.